savviness. I do not.
Okay, I think we are live. Oh.
All right, let's go to the chat room and see if everyone can hear. All right. Can you guys, Trainwreck, say something.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Hello.
Did you guys hear Trainwreck? Maybe we're not quite live.
Nope, they can't hear us at all.
What?
Okay. Are we live, Arby?
Not click 200.
We should be. It says we're live.
Hey, everyone. Press 2 if you listen to us.
Repeatedly over and over again.
This show is train wreck.
Just spam 2.
Yeah. Train wreck is on this show.
Yes.
Hey, can you guys hear or no?
Press 2.
If you think we're broadcasting, Arby, then we're going to have a different issue. Yes, we can hear you all now.
Yay!
Oh,
okay. Hey, guys, hurry up. Let's reset the joke. Hi, welcome to the Art of Phone Larking. This is Giant. Okay. Well, sorry about that. We're 38 minutes late, which means this has been a horrible show, and I'll see you guys next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
I don't know what was going
on.
And
the calls we did earlier were great.
Yeah, you guys missed it, man. I didn't. You guys could only hear me. You guys should have heard the calls that these guys did. They were hilarious. The best I ever heard.
Ever.
Yep.
Oh, apparently they can only hear Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Does that mean they didn't hear Trainwreck threaten to rape somebody again?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trainwreck, that is the one guy. You got like mad props last night about your show, but they said, but he did threaten to rape somebody, so he did go over the line a little
bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
But I don't blame that on. French Canada, it's okay to rape people, right?
Yeah, rape is allowed here. So,
yeah. So he didn't break any rules.
No. Joking.
All right. So anyway, sorry about that, guys. Big problem was I was having issues. My Mixler wouldn't stay connected, and then all of a sudden I had to fucking update it just to try to get beyond that. And that seemed to work, but then Mixler fucking automatically fucks up your settings anytime you touch anything on it. And I was like, I knew that was going to happen. And I'm not tech savvy enough. So, all right, thank you, Arby. You are recording, though, right, Arby?
Oh, he's gone.
It doesn't matter if he's recording, I guess. It's a horrible show anyway.
Okay.
Mixler is recording.
Okay. Perfect. Yay. Thank you, Arby. And then basically, it was just a fucking train wreck after that. Not a train wreck, but a different train wreck because I don't know how to fuck with my settings. They're real basic, and I know where you go to change things, but if I run into something that's a problem that I haven't seen or I haven't messed with much, I always get Sloth to help me. So, good for me. I don't know how to run my own show. I need to hire a producer. We need a budget. Speaking of budget, donate to the Mixler Patreon. Speaking of that,
all of our problems is donate.
Yeah, donate to that, and I'll hire a professional producer.
Yeah.
We already have an awesome goal that we invented yesterday.
What's that?
If we get up to a certain level, which we'll let Giad pick, I'm going to go ahead and they're going to fly me out to Connecticut, and I'm going to go knock on fucking Gary's door and go, "Hey, it's Dwight, motherfucker!" Right to his face.
He's going to get all alpha male on you, like, "Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh,
hey."
Yeah, speaking of that, guys, I jumped on the Gary bandwagon. I'd heard of him now for a couple weeks, obviously, or months, or whatever it's been. But I started listening to some of Dwight's shows with him, and holy fuck, I like that guy. He is a hilarious fucking cartoon of a human being, and I can't believe he actually does a show like he does. Amazing. Uh-oh. I heard a bing. Was that bing? What was that bing? Nothing?
Okay. I don't know. I was hearing bings, man.
No, I just heard a bing, and sometimes that means weird things. But this time
I use Google.
Is somebody in the chat room saying your name, and it's setting off bings?
Did I mute that? Hold on. Oh, I must
use Bing.
There you go. Now you won't be able to hear it anymore. But anyways, thank you, Sloth. That was a fun video. So I jumped on and made like like Ken was doing. Ken's already done it, so I kind of stole his idea. But as soon as I seen it, I thought of Beavis and Butthead and how they'd watch videos. So I watched about an hour's worth of fucking old Beavis and Butthead watching videos till I found the perfect one, which was Safety Dance. And it fucking matches up like a motherfucker. So I basically have it's the whole Beavis and Butthead clip, except for when it shows the video, I cut out and put in Gary's video. That's all I did.
I stole it from Palindrome. He had the original idea. And I had Dashy throw a video together, and then I put a couple up. And it's like I sat in a chat room one night, and I shit you not, like five or six people were throwing up like different mashups and shit. There was just a ton of them. I probably watched 10 or 15 of like, Mr. Clay was putting Gary's entrance to like fucking different WWE like superstar fucking entrances. Like he had it to Shawn Michaels' fucking entrance and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
That's funny. So anyways, I love that. And one of these days we're going to have to do like a, because you do get a lot of people phone mobbing, but we need to do like an all-star phone mobbing where it's me, you, Carlito, RBCP, and, you know, anybody else after that. You know, Sloth, everybody. Get everybody involved. And it, because if you can get like five or six calls in a row, with Gary it might be, it's not real hard, but some of the other shows, it's amazing when you smash them and they're like, what the hell is going on here? They're so easy to get on because nobody listens to them. anyways, so that
can I say something?
What's that?
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can we have a moment of silence for the guy on Cops that got killed recording the episode of Cops?
Would you like to do that? Would I have a better idea. We're going to call his family and prank them as him from the grave.
Well, I can rape them.
And then we'll jump in as I am in hell with your husband, and I am raping him.
And right I'm now. Going down straight down to the L.
And train wreck turned from Canadian to Russian.
I can try to do both.
What if in the end, train wreck is actually just an undercover cop with this persona, and they're just going to try to bust us for.
I'm activating the tracer right now, but
Trace Buster.
All right. We'll do some pranks in just a second. I just wanted to say we have pretty good money rolling in on paper for Patreon, but I don't know what the hell's going on because it's been over a month now, well over a month, and all I see is I can see the amount that we have actually brought in, that somebody's actually, you know, it's came out of their bank account into the Patreon account, and it's $16 from one person. So I don't know if people who are trying to donate need to click something or if this shit just takes forever.
I mean, I was just on there the other day and it said it was like up to $100 a month or something.
Right, but I can actually look at the amount of money that we've taken in, and we've had more than $16 for over a month, so I'm a little bit confused on maybe Patreon's just a bitch like that. Like, it takes a while to get the money, and obviously I can't start sending out the gift for the donations until I see the donations actually come in. Excuse me. So I'm like, I want to start sending shit out, but I'm very confused. Patreon is kind of a little bit scammy, George. You're not wrong there, because there's like a little bit of a fee that they charge and shit like that. It's not horrible. It's still a good way, and it's a decent idea. The problem is, I don't know why. Are they sitting on our money? Did they loan our money to the fucking, you know, the Chinese, and then, you know, they give it to us in a month later? Because I'm assuming anybody who's donated, a good example would be, I don't know if she's around tonight, but Morgan, Diabolical, that's what it is, right? Diabolical Morgan, right? Mistress Morgan, yeah. If, like somebody like her, did her money get taken out of her bank account? Because it isn't in ours. I'm a little bit confused. So I asked Carlito to look into it to see if there's an issue. So Arby says he stole all the money. Okay, guys, problem solved. Arby stole our money. Okay,
you know the answer now.
Well, yeah, and at least we're supporting, his Patreon. Did you see how high his Patreon is? That dude's set for life, man. He's making $900 a month. That lucky motherfucker never has to work another day in his life. No, but that's a good amount, man. You should be proud for raising that amount. And here's the thing. Keep donating to his, too, because I think it's less than $100 more, and I get a vinyl fucking album of some calls. Dude, I get a fucking vinyl album of some prank calls, and that's
they still make vinyls?
Apparently you can buy them. I don't have nowhere to play the thing, but I think it'll look cool. Right?
Well, I'll get you a record and put a sticker on that bitch and was like, look, it's a prank call record. You can't listen to it anyway, but it looks cool.
That's what it is. Yeah, he's looking to buy a box of records.
Yeah, here you go. Fucking 20 bucks a pop. Want a prank call record? Shit.
It's like Frank Zappa.
It'll be a surprise.
Dude, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That is what he's doing, that bastard. He still owes us a poster that we're going to get in 3 years. So he's really running a racket, but hey.
As long as he gets Telephone Falls episode 2 done, that's all I care about.
Yeah, and as long as I make an episode, I'll be happy. Even if it's nothing, you know, even if it's just me talking. And a phone mob's coming up here, right? So anyways, you guys didn't hear us tune in to hear us sit and jerk off Arby, but, you know.
That was the first 38 minutes.
Yeah. That being said, we're going to go ahead and talk about ISIS. All right, guys, so what do you think?
Also, I wanted to just point out that they did something worse. They gave it to the U.S. government, Jihad.
They what?
They gave the money from Patreon to the U.S. government.
Yeah, this is actually a big scam. We actually work for ISIS.
Yeah. ISIS.
So we can buy them lunch, apparently, because I don't know how far $100 a month goes for ISIS.
I don't know, them kids over them other countries go pretty far off $100 a month, right?
So. That's true. All right, guys, let's do some calls. Tonight, I really, really, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was in some pain this week. It sucks. So I do have a ton of numbers, but they're really just leftover numbers from meditation calls, which we really didn't do any of. And we did one. I did one of. And then more prisoner calls.
Because we're too busy being fucking prisoners.
Yeah. But the thing is, those prisoner calls were sweet. So,
yeah, we'll do some more of those. Ones I heard were good.
I played it back. I went out on the fucking TV and brought up YouTube. And I let my brother listen to the one. How are you going to let the guy who fucks dogs go?
That chick really wanted to.
He started laughing because how so much. She was just fixated. But he fucks dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, she was blown away. And what was hilarious is she was like at a store paying for something. She goes, I just talked to a guy who fucked dogs, and now this other guy, he eats people? Dude, imagine what the cashier was thinking. All right. So what do we want to do first? Want to do a meditation call? I'm going to do a meditation call. I'm going to kick us off.
I'm still eating my dinner, so go ahead.
Yeah. Oh.
Windows has crashed.
Please reboot your system. Update your Mixler.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Called that one.
On the music, Jayad?
No, I don't need it. Okay. We may need to work on that. I don't know if we can use it because it just sounds...
Okay.
It has a weird sound that's coming through.
We'll skip for tonight then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially the one I wanted to do with the light music than hard music. I think I'm going to build you a file.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Ah, okay. That noise that we were hearing, the bing, that was on Arby's side. Thank you, Arby. That's not a problem. If that's the worst thing that happens on your end, you're 500 times better than me tonight. All right. So I got this one. So mute or whatever you guys got to do, unless you can do it without laughing.
Have reached mailbox number 70.
All right, back, move on to the next. All right, we're going to move on to this one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Come on, you guys gave me your numbers 3 weeks ago. Answer your phones.
They're probably shut off by now.
Melissa, we'll try Melissa.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Melissa.
This is her speaking.
Hi, Melissa. This is Dr. Ryan Token. You had responded to my Craigslist ad where I was looking for people to be part of my study for my meditation book, for meditation over the phone for $200.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yes.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I could say I'm doing okay. I just more like it. I was forced by a loved one to have a vasectomy 2 days ago, so I feel pretty painful right now. So I gotta get my book done. Yeah. So, and let me tell you, as a guy who's a master of meditation and spent many years on it, it really don't do shit for you when you're laying on the table and they got your gonoids, you know, just split right open down the middle, and are you going on? Forget about it. All you can do is just scream and cry. I mean, it's pretty messed up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, anyways, that aside, I'm doing okay because, I mean, the other good thing is, being in pain, you know, the doctors are pretty nice these days. They're, you know, they gave me a nice little combination of Adderall, methadone, and nitrous oxide. So I'm actually feeling okay. I mean, I'm pretty numb all over, so... But I got to get this book done. I got to get these last chapters written, which is the actual study, because in less than a month, I have to have this to the publisher. So,
I see.
If you're interested in still being part of the study, that's great.
What is your? I didn't catch your name exactly. What was it again?
Dr. Ryan Token.
Ryan, like R-Y-A-N?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, that's what I was just checking.
Yep.
And it's Token, T-O-K-E-N?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the way it sounds. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And it's for a meditation book?
Yeah, it's about teaching meditation over the phone, which is a practice that I've actually been working on for about 3 years now, a little less than 3 years. And so I'm writing a book so people can actually learn meditation over the phone, and then, ultimately I'm referring to it as over the phone, but it'll be through like chat systems and things like that, you know, internet systems.
Okay.
So do you have like 10 minutes and just basically I would go through an easy little meditation setup and you just relax, we go through the steps, and then in the end you just give me, it's kind of like a grading system, like I ask you a handful of questions and you tell me how things are.
Okay.
And then basically my publishing group, then I give them your information as a participant of the book, and then they go ahead and mail out a $200 gift card, a Visa gift card.
Okay.
Excellent.
So, awesome.
Well, good. Are you in a place where you're relaxed? It sounds like it's quiet there, so it sounds like you don't have a bunch of distractions around you. That's pretty key with meditation because, it's one thing if, you know, like the TV's on, is, you know, it's, but if, you know, kids are screaming or, you know, some psycho doctor who went to school to actually split you open right, you know, right in the sack there. I can't believe that.
I feel like you're joking. I know that.
Oh, no,
I'm not saying whatever. I just feel it's very awkward to be talking about that.
It might be the nitrous and Adderall. I apologize.
Yes, it is. So it just seems very awkward in a sense.
I'm trying to keep it
professional.
Yes, I will.
And I know that is a personal matter. So I'm like, oh, goodness.
And it's a very tender matter, if you get what I'm saying. That's an area, you know, you want to knock a tooth out of me, hey, feel free. You know, I can go ahead and just eat light for the next week. Not a big deal.
So I'm curious, like, how does this, because, I mean, you have my information online, but how does this, like, $200 gift card work? I'm curious about that before we...
Oh,
I'm here in my house.
Yeah, that's a $200 gift card, a Visa gift card. Are you familiar with a Visa gift card? Are you familiar with how they work? Yeah, you just receive one in the mail. So at the end of this, you give me your address, and that's what I give to the publishers, and they mail it to you.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like it has to be like a Visa card in your name or anything. It's just a $200 Visa gift card. If you wanted, you could hand it off to the neighbor or, you know, some, you know, butcher of a doctor, and they could actually just do it themselves, you know. So
okay.
All right, let's get started. Okay. So are you sitting down, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's hard to meditate standing. It's doable, hard. Okay.
Let me put you on speakerphone because I don't want to hold my arm up.
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Can you still hear well?
Can you give me just a moment? Actually, I think I'm going to grab my headset so that I can plug in.
Even better.
Yeah, because it's pretty loud.
Yep.
And it's Ryan, like R-Y-A-N, right?
Correct.
I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Okay.
Yep. If you want, if you feel more comfortable, you can just say Doc. You know, people call me Doc, Dr. R, Dr. Ryan, Dr. Token.
Token, like a token?
Yes. Yep, like a token. It's spelled like, you know, like a token you would get at, you know, put in a machine, a coin.
Okay. I'm here, sitting down.
Okay, and you got your earbuds in?
Or yes, headphones? I do.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you fine. Okay. The first thing I want you to do is to close your eyes and just relax. Are you sitting just like in a relaxed sitting position? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I want you to relax. I want you to visualize a comfortable place, a place that to you feels like a paradise, an escape, maybe a memory. For me, it's a tree. It's a tree that I'm sitting under on a 70-degree day. The sun is out. The wind is blowing. And it's not too warm, not too cold. It's perfect. So picture that place for you. As you picture it, I need you to breathe in and breathe out. And then I need you to breathe in, breathe out. And then I need you to go ahead and relax. Just kind of picture this area and control your heart rate. And that's what the breathing in and breathing out does. It just puts you in that spot. Are you feeling relaxed?
A little.
Okay. Keep picturing the area.
I'm a little apprehensive since the beginning of our call.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to get back.
Well, I'll do my best to keep, you know, scrotum cutting and other type of
Don't bring it up anymore.
I'll try to keep it out of this. Okay. You know, and I apologize for that. I mean, it's been an emotional wreck ever since this started.
I can understand.
I think that my hormones are all screwed up now, too. The other day, I watched the movie Big Fish, and I just started crying like a little bitch. It was unbelievable. I just couldn't control myself. I don't know if he stabbed, maybe why it was all numb. He stabbed one of them down there, and now it's leaking out, testosterone. I don't know.
You're just making me laugh right now.
I'm sorry. You need to breathe and relax. That's what you need to do. So breathe in and breathe out. Now relax. Now, what I need you to do is just picture what it is that makes you the most relaxed, and what would that be? What would that be? I describe my tree. What is it to you?
I think it's like a forest.
Okay.
Like a forest, kind of park, kind of like a park area.
Okay, and in this park, is it just you, or are you surrounded by people, or animals?
No, it's just me.
Okay. And the sounds that you're hearing, what sounds are they?
Just the wind.
The
sound of the tree, you know, like the branches and the trees and the leaves.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you feel your heart rate is slowing down, that you're feeling relaxed? Is your breathing what one would recommend is, or what one would describe as very light?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay. Well, let's work on your breathing a little bit, get a little closer. So I want you to take one deep breath and then let it out. another deep breath and let it out. And the purpose of this is to try to get your muscles to get the right oxygen level, and then your breathing can slow down, which will then slow your heart rate down.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want you to focus. Is there any animals that you absolutely love? A dog, a deer, a squirrel. And keep that breathing going nice and light. Is there any of those animals that you really love?
No.
There's no animals that you love?
I don't like animals.
Okay.
I'm not an animal person.
Okay. Is there any that you think are adorable? I'm trying to set what they call a key marker. And a key marker in meditation is just an animal that walks by. Think of it like counting sheep, right? And it walks by and it becomes your key marker to be what actually puts you in the relaxed state. Okay, so which animal would you like to walk by you? What do you want to be your key marker?
A horse.
Okay. Now, as you sit there and you breathe and you relax and you can feel that wind and you can hear the trees rustle, off about 20 yards off in front of you, you see a horse slowly walking by. Picture this horse. Now, this horse starts to turn and walk away from you. And that's when you notice that, unfortunately, this horse has been mutilated in the scrotum, and it is bleeding, and the horse is in pain. It's just nuts. It is just not right. So, you're feeling the stress. She cut your balls. Why?
Wow, did you hear that? Did you hear that? What happened? Oh, snap.
Okay, are you relaxed now?
Oh, wow. Man, I can't believe how relaxed I am.
Okay, excellent. So now I want you to take two of your fingers, put them out so you can... You can see them and you can feel them with your thumb. And now I need you to take those fingers and just go ahead and slip them into your anal hole. Just get it up in there really.
I can't do that because I went to the doctor's too recently, so that's not possible.
That's okay. Just shut.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, I had a really bad hemorrhoid. I'm really embarrassed.
Meant to bleed, so just go ahead and shove it right through, okay?
What? My goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hold on just a moment. It's okay. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of something. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I just forgot it. Oh, my God. I totally forgot it. I forgot it. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. What did you say again? I don't remember.
Just shove your fingers into your asshole and make.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. I told you. There's
no, but it's okay.
I'm a doctor in there.
I will prescribe you some Preparation H. So go ahead.
Preparation H don't even work.
Oh, go ahead and do it. Put that finger in there.
You got issues, dude.
Fuck yeah.
No.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. All right, now make your other hand in the form of a fist and then shove it into your vagina.
Yeah, just like lick your fingers real quick. It'll slide right in. Mm.
Fuck yeah. Mm,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fuck yeah. All right, so now can I have your personal information and I'll get that Visa gift card right out to you?
Yeah.
Oh. No, you didn't like animals.
No, I don't like animals.
Apparently, you're a horse.
No, I'm not a horse. I'm a shark.
Are you an RC cat?
I'm horse a shark.
Oh, okay.
Uno, what's
shark.
So I need your social. If you could just go ahead and give me your social. And I don't know, your birthday, mother's maiden name. And then we'll get that Visa gift card right out to you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so horrible. You want to hear me oink like a pig?
I want to hear you laugh.
Oh,
oink like a pig, and then I'm going to pee all over your face.
Oh, goodness. I know exactly who this is. Oh my goodness.
Who is this? You tell me.
Who is your daddy? What does he do?
No, who is it? If you know who it is, you tell me. I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh, I recognize the voice.
I know it. I can't believe it. It's Katie Kay.
No, you want to hear something? And I can play something right now. I swear to God that it's your voice.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
Okay, give me just one moment because I gotta get downloaded from online. Okay, because I'm not kidding you. Okay. I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
You guys had a video about trolling recently.
I know we did, and it's going to be an insult to us.
Yeah, I saw the video recently. That was pretty mean.
Okay. I'm very curious.
But I actually want to play it for you.
Now I'm very intrigued that if you're either going to insult us or you're actually going to pull up an audio of us.
I'm actually going to pull up the audio. Just hold on just a minute because I saw it yesterday. Actually, my friend just sent it to me, and I thought it was really fucking
mean. I don't want
to
edit this out.
Man, we really don't have
Is your friend
No, I'm serious. I'm a not whore? Kidding. I really want to play this for you because I recognize the voice, and I just heard this the other day.
You know,
I'm not kidding.
Meat spinning us only works if we see the wiener twirl on our own.
This is hilarious.
Oh, tell me you weren't listening to Gary Brodsky.
Did you listen to Gary Brodsky? You know
about my goodness. This is irritating. I'm looking for the video right now.
Well, what are you looking for? Every video on the internet? I mean, give me a clue.
Somebody sent me this video yesterday, and I had it.
What was it about? I'll tell you if it was us.
It's a video about women who were going to do a porn shoot. And they were old, and you guys were yelling at them because they were fat, and then had them jump on some scales.
You look at some strange porn lady.
I think I know what you're talking about. It was getting passed around Facebook, right?
Yeah, that was
Wasn't us. We do some mean stuff, but that's not that. No.
Was that you guys?
Yes, and we are part of the KDK show. And if you could, KDK likes it when people donate to his Patreon.
The ALS Bucket Challenge.
Yes. Now, if you could, go do the ASL Bucket Challenge.
Listen, sweetie, ignore them. What I want to do
is
come on over.
I'm serious, though. Was that really you guys who did that?
Shut the fuck up. Let's talk. Listen to me.
I want to come on over there.
You guys who did that video?
And I'm going to spread your butt cheeks. And I'm just going to go.
No. Hold on. Was that you guys who did that video?
Yes. And we actually work for David Letterman.
I don't believe that.
There's a new version of the ALS Bucket Challenge. It's the ALS Ice Bucket Ass Challenge.
To put an ice cube in your asshole challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Can you do that? Huh? No, if you guys did that video.
Are you loose down there?
Hey.
I'm asking the question. You answer.
Yes,
okay?
Tell your friends you talked to the people who made that video. Tell them.
Dang, and you know what? The video was removed online. I can't see it. It was too violent. It's been going around on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. Congress passed a law against us having that video up, so now it's gone.
No, they wouldn't pass no law about you having that video challenge. Up.
It's the truth.
They care less.
No, they're after us because we're messing with porn stars and we're making them feel crappy about themselves.
Obama's coming after us. You don't even know.
And ISIS. ISIS is actually in charge of Obama.
So if that was really you guys in that video, what was the last thing that you wrote in the video editing?
We said, have some respect, you bitches.
No, you didn't.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I saw an edit copy on Facebook.
Mr. KDK, that last part didn't make the final cut.
Okay. You guys switched it to pass it around on Facebook? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, we thought you were going to do something interesting, like actually pull up a video of us, but you didn't, because you're a woman.
No, I don't have the name of you guys. I just have all the thing that I have, like I said.
You don't have a memory, because you are a small
No, woman. I have a memory. This video was removed. I'm looking at it right now. The video that was sent to me was removed.
I found it on the web. Okay, you are ready? Go to your computer right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Actually, go ahead and give her the website of where
yeah.
it's at.
No problem. Okay.
They might have pulled it from Facebook, but we have it. So
yeah,
here you go.
We have
Melissa, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. We have the original. Okay. But first you have to turn up your volume.
It's turned way up. It's turned way up.
Okay. What's your internet browser right now?
My internet browser is Chrome.
Alright.
Open up Chrome. You're ready? Okay, you type me, meatspin.com. Press enter and listen to the video.
Yeah, because that's our website. They might have pulled it from Facebook. I wasn't aware of that, guys.
What is it again? MEAT?
Yes. And that's spin.
Sam.
Yep.
T like, is in Tom, I is in Ingrid,
and no,
M is
no, no,
in
no, 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 it's
no.
M-E, I got this one. It's M-E-A-T, you had that part right, then S-P, like Paul, or puppy, S-P, I-N dot com.
I-N?
I-N.
Like is in Nancy?
Yeah, like Nancy boy.
.com?
So go ahead and hit enter.
That's
and
C-U-M.
And your volume's up, so we should be able to hear
it? Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute.
Let's rock this.
Chrome is so fast.
1, 2, 3.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ, are you running on 56K modem?
Yeah.
Well, it's M-E-A-T-S. Oh, shit, I entered the wrong thing. It's meatspin.com.
Yeah, well, it's right? me. It's me at spin.com. But yeah, it looks like
because we spin the meat.
Yeah, it looks like meat spin. Yes.
Meatspin.com.
Yep, yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Right, ready? You got the volume up? We want to hear us.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm slow. I'm uploading something right now.
Oh, okay. Stop the uploading.
Yeah, that's funny. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm funny.
You have chat. Inappropriate.
Hey, let it spin. Let it spin, lady. Let it spin.
If you hit 10,000 spins, we'll send you to
finger yourself right now.
Listen, if you can click, click the tip, and you'll get the gift card. Click the tip.
Click the tip.
Huh?
All you gotta do is click the tip, and you get a gift card.
Yeah.
The tip that's spinning?
That's inappropriate.
No.
Inappropriate.
No. What did you enter?
Yeah.
I did. I actually checked in the Who Is database as well.
Hey,
okay,
how many spins did you get to before you closed it?
I can't hear you. Hear that.
How many spins?
Oh.
There's a spin counter?
Not definitely... It looked very strange, so I immediately pressed the space bar and it moved.
Probably 2 or 3.
Okay, Melissa, we know that you're one of the smart ones, so we can't fool you any longer.
But seriously, though, is it you guys who did the trolling on that one porn video?
Of course it was. Can't you tell our website's all about porn and we were messing with porn stars? God.
You guys are fucking up. You guys sound exactly
on the internet,
like those guys,
true.
And I can't pull the video up. I'm so
calm
sad.
Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, calm the fuck down, lady.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to put this on the web or what? Are you not even going to use
it? No.
We're actually going to sell it to the Chinese who will use both your voice recognition and the information we get from the phone number and all the other stuff, and then they are going to have enough money to go ahead and do their thing that they do with everyone's identifications.
Yes. But first, we need your number.
Yeah, but
well, you guys have a fun night trolling tonight. Thanks for entertaining me.
Right round, baby. Right spin.
Round like a record.
Round like a record.
All right, I hung up on her.
What the fuck?
That was very strange. That went in a lot of directions. I wouldn't even know what to name that call.
You can
just call it Meatspin.
Yeah.
I would just name it Are You Those Guys?
Are You Those Guys?
Yeah. Are You Those Guys is a good title.
Dude, at first I thought she was going to play an insult to us or something, and I was thinking, wait a minute. You know, it's not out of the question that maybe she's heard something of ours, but then as soon as she sent that video, I was like, oh, I know what she's talking about, because I watched like 2 minutes of it, and it was like, dude, why are these women listening to this guy? they're like, why do you do this? Because it's fun. No, not fun, you're stupid whore. I mean, they were so mean to those ladies.
But I mean, the shoe fits. I mean,
well, no, what it is they said, hey, you want some money to be on film? And they said, sure, thinking it was going to be porn, and really it was just a degrading video. But they still got their check, right? I can't believe we met Meat Spender. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like doing that.
Yeah. All right, guys, let me go ahead and light her up. So
yeah,
I know we done her. Here's a meditation one where Josh, this guy's retarded. His name is Josh, and he gave us his social security number. He said, my name is Josh, my number, here's my information here, and here's my social security number. I didn't even ask for a social security number.
Oh my god, it's dumb.
Okay, so we can probably get him to do whatever. How do we want to go about this one? I don't want to do a solo. Anybody want to join in with me?
What's your angle?
I don't know. I'm fucking writing a book, right? That was my angle.
Dwight.
What?
You are jumping with the Jayad.
Oh, I don't do meditation calls. That's not my tea.
You can start by listen to my sub voice.
That and UK calls.
All right. Just a second. I'll just make this one quick and goofy. Ready? Okay. I'll do it.
Stop the uploading. Circle jerk.
Hi, is this Josh?
Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah, Josh, I can't hear you very well.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Not really. Okay, I'm not picking up. I can hear you just a little bit, but it sounds like it's away from your mouth.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect, Josh. Thank you. Hey, Josh, this is Dr. Ryan Token. You responded to a Craigslist ad that I had posted for a meditation study I was doing for my book. For $200, I was looking for people who wanted to help out with my meditation study.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Well, I just had some questions for you, just you're potentially a candidate. It looks like you already gave me your name, your number, and your Social Security number. Is there any way that I can get your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name?
Yeah. Just part of the information we're gathering. Oh, he was smarter than we thought. He hung up. Oh, well. Smart guy, but he already gave me a social security.
It's too late, bitch.
I don't think he was that smart.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I think he was that stoned.
Should I call him back?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got disconnected somehow.
Can I please have your mother's, you know, the name she was born with?
Yeah, he probably just got confused. What's baby?
Oh, okay.
You mean like Iron Maiden? Come on, Josh. I can't believe this dude gave me a social security number. All right.
Please leave your message for.
All right, hey guys.
Joshua.
Cool. Never mind. I'll leave a message. Hi, Josh. This is Dr. Ryan Token again. We must have got disconnected. Maybe you went into a bad reception area or something. Anyways, if you could give me a call back, because I'm going to need your mother's maiden name, and then for the $200 to actually transfer over, I'm going to need your bank account routing number as well. So, like I said, you already gave me your Social Security number, so you should be pretty okay if giving me the rest of that information, because I mean, I could already do some real, real damage with some Social Security numbers if I wanted to. Don't make me want to, Josh. Call me back and give me that information.
Fuck yeah.
All right, I don't know. What a dumb shit. Dude, it's one thing if I asked for it and then he just said, oh, I'll give it, but he actually gave it to me. I didn't even ask for it. What's wrong with him? Like, I've seen Arby pull that off before, like when he was calling up to... He's calling up as a movie store to a guy, and he said, yeah, you got this movie late and that movie late. And he's like, oh, really? No. He's like, yep, but you got to pay for it, or we're going to send you to collections. Oh, okay. So can I go ahead and give me a credit card number? And he let him give him, like, the first four numbers, and then he goes, no, this is I'm trying to scam you. No, never give your Social Security over the phone. No, no, Bad Alan. He started talking to him. He's like, whoa, what's going on? Yeah, you're like the perfect target for the Nigerians, Alan. All right, guys, what do we want to do next? Show's almost over, but what do we want to do next? No, I'm just kidding. We got like an hour and a half.
Hey, let me the fuck out of Alcatraz. This is bullshit.
Okay, let's do a prison call, right? Mm-hmm. All right, this lady Mercedes had emailed three times, so she definitely wants to adopt a prisoner. Okay, we know the routine, right, guys? Everybody's heard it. We know the routine. Justin, are you okay with me pulling you in?
Yeah, sure.
As why a not? Prisoner, just think of something goofy. Who else we got here? Trainwreck, Aspa's done it. Mike Dodani's done it. Dwight is gone, disconnected, and RBCP is actually not here. Let's see. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 prisoners. Fuck it, let's do that. And Dwight's gone right now, so somebody else is probably going to have to take lead prisoner. And you know, it takes me a second to get the spiel out.
Hi, you reached my voicemail. I'm unavailable at the moment, so please leave the detailed message.
She left me two numbers, so that's okay.
Yay.
Dude, she emailed three times. She was like, I've already emailed you a couple times. So she really wants $6,000 a month, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds good, right?
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong.
There's no catch-22 here.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's $72,000 a year is what it adds up to. So I get the reason somebody wants it, right? But at the same time, how fucking ridiculous is it that...
It's like donating one of your testicles or something.
You remember the last lady? Hold on. Shia. Okay.
Let me out of Alcatraz, motherfucker.
Hold on.
Want the FX too, Jagat?
No, I don't think. Okay. Except for the horn thing did sound good.
Hello. We are not available now.
I can
please
do
call different. Again.
Your Obama thank phone you, is
we're gonna call her back.
Able to receive voice messages.
So, yeah, that horn thing sounded good. Go ahead and play that so we know the sound levels are right, because I had you fuck with sound levels.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so the
horn.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, the siren thing.
Is that this one?
Is that a good level?
Yeah.
Turn it down.
A little bit. Okay.
Go on. Right there.
Okay.
No, up a little bit. Wait, hold on. That's good. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, shut it off.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm in prison.
Yeah. No, that's going to be if we have a big escape.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know the drill.
Yeah. This is such a goofy concept. I can't
believe it. How do you reach my voice? No, I'm available.
All right, fuck her.
Bitch.
So we've called her, but she didn't answer, so that gets italicized. Let's try Wendy. Fucking people. I can't believe how fucking gullible two of the people were last week. The one in the middle, the second one we called, she kind of caught on, but she's still... Don't answer an ad like this.
Hello? Hi, this is Wendy Saviola. Please leave your name and number. I will.
All right, so we'll pass on Wendy. That's okay. I got a bunch of these, and if I have to, I can go into my email where I have a whole bunch more. It is unbelievable how many responses I get. It's just such a weird, creepy idea that I was surprised I got anybody, but that's why I put out like 5 ads on the subject, because I was like, well, maybe I'll get a couple, right?
Have you ever done a call where it's like, you say a sentence and someone else has the next sentence and you just keep switching and see if the person on the other line...
We did a phone sex one with Polka and Ice Boots last year, and basically Polka, like, she started talking dirty to this black guy, and he was all drunk and shit, and she was like, yeah, well, I was thinking about doing this, and we practiced a couple before it, and they were a little bit sloppy, but then they got good at it, right? And so then she was like, well, I don't know, and he was like, well, what you want to do then, girl? And all the Ice Boots would be like, I don't know, do you want to get together or something? And be like, what? And then she'd be like, well, no, I thought that's maybe what you're about. He's like, man, I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing playing games out here, girl. And then they would fit. Dude, it was perfect. They were watching each other typing, awesome. Go and pit, Yeah, that was a good one. Another funny one, they got the voice changer things, right? And there's one, you can listen to it in mine, and it's Matt Hill playing with, it says Laugh Track Matt's Voice Synthesizer Fun or something I called it, and he calls up this guy, and he's all, oh, yeah, and then I do this, and this, and that, and she's like, yeah, and all of a sudden he was like, yeah, and then I want you to suck my dick, and he cuts it off, and he's like, click. Yeah, it's fun to get a rise out of people like that, and he's getting a boner and already, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you fucking asshole.
Fuck, you cocksucker.
Yeah, all right.
Can try abstract conversation too, Jaya.
Those are fun, yes.
Yeah.
I can do psychological tests on these people too, right? Make sure they're a good home.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kathleen.
Speaking.
Hi, Kathleen. This is Dr. Ryan Token. I'm working with the Redbox Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. You responded to a Craigslist ad that we had placed for an Adopt-a-Prisoner program.
I never did such thing.
About 2 weeks ago, we got a response with your name and your number about a program that paid $6,000 a month, where...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Good. I was hoping somebody didn't use your information and, screwing around with this or something. But yeah, basically, to give you a little bit of the backstory, because everybody's always a little curious of how a program like this happened, right? Basically, there's a prison in Roy, New Mexico, the Redbox Chili Pepper Correctional Facility is now being shut down by the federal government due to massive violations, both towards the prisoners and towards the staff. All kinds of bad stuff was going on. I mean, just to give you a sum up, they were making the prisoners fight each other. At times, they were making them team up and fight beasts, kind of like Roman Greek type of things. Like, they would bring in like 4 or 5 wolves and put up, a couple of the Black Guerrilla Army guys up against them and gamble on it. They were getting away with it for a while, but then they started putting the videos on the internet, and it all came crashing down. So the federal government has closed that down. I don't know if you've seen anything on that. But what the good thing is, we still have the federal money. We're just not allowed to be in that facility. So what we are actually doing is starting the program, the Adopt-a-Prisoner program, which actually was done first in Florida for an incident there at a prison, and it worked out pretty well. And basically... we find a prisoner that you consider, matches,
But I consider, are these people violent?
No, that's the thing is you will get to interact with these prisoners, know all their information, and then you can actually say, all right, that's the right person that I'm okay with. And all you need is an extra room. We come in and install, it's just electrical monitoring systems, so we know if they leave. And it just, but then basically we pay, I guess the federal government pays you $6,000 a month for the remainder of these people's sentence. And in turn, and in turn, you get to keep that as your compensation. And then also there's $500 a month for things like food, because obviously they're not allowed to leave. So you'd have to bring those types of things in. So
I see.
Yep. So it's it's a program that, you know, it's been successful in Florida, and unfortunately, because of the conditions in New Mexico, we are forced to try to do this again. And it's not bad. It's not like we're going to go, okay, here's your prisoner. I hope you like him. You know, it's not like that. It's we actually have a an exercise that we do where we we basically have the prisoner and the applicant, which in this case it's you, communicate with each other via the phone. They don't know your name, only your first name, and so they just, you know, and you know, they, you get to ask them any amount of questions you want. You can ask them what they did, you can ask them anything in regards to, and I kind of listen to make sure that they're honest with you, because obviously some people in prison have less reputable, you know, reputations and things like that. So they get a little iffy about saying it, but they know that I will clear up anything they say. So it's pretty, it's, you know, you can always say no. You don't have to take anybody, or you can, you know, go through the list of the people and, you know, and pick which one was best for you, basically. We don't expect this to be an easy choice for anybody. So it's not like you, it's not like we're going to, like, you know, I mean, even with a, like, if you're going to get a new dog, it's not like a dog just shows up on your doorstep, right? You go and meet the dog and see if you like the dog. And this is a much more detailed process than that. So, all right. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring on this guy. He goes by the name Train. He is originally from French Canadian, Canada. Basically, feel free to ask him any questions you want. If you have any, you know, concerns or anything like that, or you don't know, like, what's going on, just let me know. I'm here, I'm listening, but I'm not allowed to give my opinion, obviously. You know, I can't speak badly about them. I can only speak the truth, okay?
Okay,
let me go ahead and connect Train. Train, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on with Kathleen. Train, just so you know, Kathleen, Train's had a few of these interviews, so he knows exactly what to expect. So feel free to ask him any questions you want, and I will go ahead and listen and observe.
Okay.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hello? How are you doing?
Fine.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, that's funny. I'm doing great.
Okay. How old are you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, 27.
Oh, you're young. And you're what made you come to the United States?
Well, I was trafficking drugs across the border, across the U.S. and Canada, and I got caught. Then they expatriate me to Canada for serving my sentence, but I escaped. I returned to the U.S., got caught again, escaped, and get caught again, and now I'm here. Yeah.
So how many times were you arrested?
3 times. And I escaped 2 times.
Oh, 2 times.
Yeah.
You have family in the United States?
Well, I make some babies, but I don't know a lot the girl, I guess. So maybe a boy or a girl here and there. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Are you allowed to hold down
kids?
A job?
No, I don't
have kids.
Oh, okay.
No.
I love kids.
Uh-huh.
Just to answer your question, to hold down a job, with the monitoring system, he will not be able to leave the premise of your house. And during, we refer to him in prison as lockdown hours, so between, right now the hours at our place is between 8:30 at night and then 6:30 in the morning. He'll actually have to be into his room. You know, it'll basically be like a cell, his room, and he'll be confined to there. But outside of that, he cannot actually leave the premise of the house. He actually, he'll actually be hooked up to a 3-tier system that is hooked up to his body, which the monitors around the house will pick up on. Basically, if he goes outside of the premise, first a noise will be made, so he is aware he's outside of it, and we get signaled that he's outside of it. If within 15 seconds he's not back within it, he gets hit with an electrical shock.
Yeah, like they electrocute the monkeys with.
Yep, and basically.
And this is true with everybody that goes through this.
Hey, ladies, yes. you want to know why I got arrested the last time? I'm sorry, I didn't answer your question. I was caught because I threatened to rape someone on the phone.
That was his
last charge. No, that was terrible.
Yeah, that was a charge he picked up, actually.
Stupid mistake on my part.
He picked up, he was drinking too much toilet wine. He bought it from the Cholos, and he was drinking too much toilet wine, and he actually...
those damn Mexicans.
Yep, he was doing calls, and he threatened to rape somebody over the phone. So that's a charge he's caught while he's been in here.
But
he didn't actually rape somebody, just threatened to.
No,
but,
yeah.
And to get back to the three-tier system, so the second tier actually shocks him with 776,000 volts of electricity. And so that will actually drop him to the ground, and then he has 5 minutes to wake up and get
the
back.
The problem where I live, there's a lot of children here.
Okay, that I love children, like I said.
Well,
I'm good with children. I can tell them stories in French.
Here's the third tier system, speaking of children, because there's people he can interact with and not. He can interact with you, and that's fine. But one of these children, basically, they will have some kind of honer on them, too. And if he gets within 5 feet,
That's not going to work because I live in an apartment complex, and there's a lot of children here.
Oh, I love children.
Yeah, here's the thing, Kathleen. He won't be able to leave your apartment. But if one of those kids walked into the apartment and went within 5 feet of him, he's actually going to have this device on his chest, and all these needles are just going to stab into his chest, and they're going to put in. It's called Serum 67.
How much time does he have left on his sentence?
It depends. Here in the U.S. or in Canada? In Canada, 67 years, and here about 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. So added to my age, about 120 years old when I will be out.
Yeah, but
I don't think you're going to make it to 127.
Yeah, 67 plus 37 plus 27.
That's why he's constantly trying to escape. So, well, anyways, maybe train isn't the best person.
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
That's fine. All right, train. We're gonna go ahead and hang up the phone. And
okay, but can I say goodbye in French?
Absolutely.
Bye bye, la pute.
Thank you. As charming as he is, that might not be a bad decision. So let me just go get the next guy on here. His name's Mike.
See, the thing is, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want no men in here. I live here with somebody else, and he would not like a man in here.
It wouldn't work with a man.
Let
me ask you this though: Is this man a romance to you? The other man?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fine because all these men have actually. Have actually had vasectomies, so you won't got to worry about getting pregnant. So that's fine. If you choose to, you know, if one of these guys catch your fancy, because that's kind of what you're saying to me, they've had vasectomies.
No. That's right. He wouldn't want a man in here. That's one thing. We already discussed this, and he doesn't want a man in here.
I got it. I know who I got to put on with you then. All right. This person is a man, right? But he actually did a self castration back in 2006. Uh-huh. So let me go ahead and put it on Mike. Bailiff, give me Mike.
You know what? I don't think I would want to do this because
okay, Mike.
Mike,
you're
I
on
wanna...
Kathleen. Mike.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Technical
difficulties. Fuck,
she
hung up.
She failed. Yeah, no, that was funny, Train.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I think these shorter ones are pretty good. Lady was freaking out when I said, oh, no, it's fine. They've had vasectomies, so you don't got to get pregnant.
Yeah. And when I said goodbye to her, I said goodbye, bitch, in French.
Is that what she said? I knew it was going to be something like that.
Yeah.
She did get all scared, Bjork.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, I love kids. I love kids.
Yeah, I should have said Michelle. You're right. I should have said, here's a female. And then just said, here's Justine. Hi.
Dwight, hello.
Hey, if that happens again and they want a girl, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call on one of you guys. And then you just go ahead and be like, hey, I'll give the girl a name. You know, that magic
name. I'm like, post up. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can just go ahead. Like, no, I'm one of the bitches in here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not although I have a 5-inch clit, I am not a man.
I like to wear makeups and sexy clothes. Jesus Christ.
These fucking people. Jesus Christ is the only way to describe it.
Yeah.
All right, let's call Lynn. All right, Lynn.
Thank
For
you,
some
Josh
reason,
Rudy.
I love calling these women, because the women seem to be stupid as shit. And that's nothing against women, it's just these women. Yeah. I haven't had a failure yet. They're all like, ah! All right. Hey, you know what I haven't done in a long time? And, you know, the people at Madhouse and Brink Dose must be proud of me. I haven't put a number in the chat room in at least 6 months. I used to make that fuck up mistake all the time. All right, here we go. All right, I'll try to move through this quick. That's what sucks is I got to explain to it every time, but I can only move so fast, you know?
Oh, come on. Hey.
Lady was dumb.
Can you edit that prank?
I could.
Yeah.
Please leave your message for 48033.
That one was speaking fast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Manuel Rich.
We must hurry.
Vic. What, the word. What do we think about this name? O-F-E-L-I-A. Ophelia?
Ophelia.
Is that a male?
Yeah. I'm going for a male.
All right, we'll call Sherry. I don't know with some of these names. I mean, and the thing is, I really kind of want to catch a foreign person, too, because foreign people are always fun.
Yeah.
You know, like a French-Canadian or something.
Yeah, those are so funny, man. They're so stupid.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Especially the French-Canadian.
Here's Susan. Susan's from L.A., so it isn't too late there yet.
Downtown.
9 o'clock. Hey Dwight, are you back? I seen you drop out.
No, I've been here.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I'd seen you drop out. So.
No, I'm just looking at my fantasy team.
All right. Hey, if you want, you can look up some of the Blog Talk shit too. Maybe we'll hit up some of that in a little bit.
Look up some what?
Blog Talk.
Oh, yes.
See what's rocking tonight.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
All right, we'll try Shakia.
Shakira?
No, it's not Shakira, it's Shakia.
Oh, okay.
Shakia. Like Sha, you'll see it.
Okay.
And it actually is like Sha, and then the Kia, like a car.
Shakia. It's probably a black girl.
No way.
You think?
No.
Thinking
probably
a
not.
Russian. A big Russian guy.
Yeah. Typical Russian name here. Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Shakia.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Chica. This is Dr. Ryan Token. I was calling because you responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted in regards to the Adopt-a-Prisoner program for the Red Box Chili Pepper Correctional Facility.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. I mean, I know it's been probably 3 weeks or so since we had these ads out, but we're starting to go through people, and your name's up now. So how about I start with just kind of explaining some of the background to why the Adopt-a-Prisoner program has started, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, in the Red Box Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico, it's been on the news a little bit, but with everything else going on, you know, you might not have seen the story. Basically, the prison is being shut down, well, officially not shut down, officially defunded by the federal government, which in turn causes it to shut down, right? And the reason for that is they, the warden and several other high-level administrators were basically influencing the guards to get the prisoners to do work for the Chinese government.
Okay.
Yep, and so in this work included everything from making knockoff jeans to spying.
Right.
They were actually letting them out of prison and letting them go and try to spy on like American facilities and things like that. So the funding has been pulled from this prison, and it's a big mess. I mean, they were using the prison to breed cats. There was actually a whole wing of the prison where they had pulled all the prisoners out and actually were breeding cats and then shipping the cat meat down to South America. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, things got pretty messed up there. And so basically, right now our only real option is to follow suit of what a prison did in Florida when they had the not the same problem, but a very similar problem with corruption. And so they started the Adopt-a-Prisoner program, which basically is us finding, now it's my job to find matches of people who are willing to accept a prisoner into their home. The prisoners are getting lined up. Perfect. Okay. Noises. Sorry. But this is kind of how the situation works. The prisoners, it's not like we're just going to send a prisoner to your house, right? This is going to be something where you're going to have interactions with the prisoner previously and let us know who, if anybody, because you always have the option to say, no, I don't really want to do this anymore. You always have that option. But once you pick a prisoner, what we do is we come to your house and basically all you need is one room where they will be kept 10 hours of the day, where there will be a system put in where they cannot leave that room 10 hours a day, and then the rest of the time they can go around different areas of your house or apartment, and there are areas that you can say they can't go into, and then we set up the systems on there, because basically they have on what is could be described as a shock collar, right? So okay. They go into these areas, but they're not allowed to leave. Now, that means what are you getting paid for, right? Why are you getting $6,000 a month? Well, it's two things. One, it's to board them, you know, to actually give them a place to stay. And two, on top of the $6,000, we're receiving $500 a month to get them food and toiletries and other stuff like that. So you will have to supply that to them, we pay for it. So it's, it's not that big of a deal. So that's where your compensation actually comes from. After that, I mean, you can pretty much do what you want. You can, you don't have to talk to them. I mean, if you want to act more like a prison guard, you can do that. If you want to invite them to watch movies with you, you can do that. It's really your choice. We've seen it go a lot of different ways. The only thing that you're not allowed to do is to abuse them in any way outside of using your shock button. And your shock button is because they'll have the electrical sensor. So if they do something you don't like, you can push the button and it'll actually hit them with 420,000 volts squared. So that's squared. So that's, that times that. So that's a lot of volts. You'll actually hit them with that many volts, and it will knock
them out. So they're going to have a shock collar or ankle bracelet, and if I'm afraid or something, I'll shock them?
Absolutely, yes. And okay. Or, you know, if you need them to do the dishes and they won't, feel free to shock them. I mean, you're in charge of them.
Oh, so, my God.
You can't abuse them. You can't physically lay hands on them.
Right, right.
But you can.
But that's a form of discipline, shocking them.
Yes, yeah, you can shock them all you want. I mean, and then if things get real bad, there's a second button. But with this button, you actually have to flip away the safety switch and then push the button. And that actually shoots serum number 67 into their bloodstream, which will actually put them into a coma that they won't be able to come out for like 10 years. But only use that button. Only use that button if it's life and death.
Okay? Right.
Otherwise, the shock button works fine. But if they all of a sudden were doing something completely insane, right? If all of a sudden you came in and they're in the kitchen making a bomb, push the button, put them under. But that's the thing. We're going to relocate all the real crazies, right? These are the guys that aren't that bad. But we still.
So when you guys say low risk offenders, like are these sex? I don't want sex offenders. Right.
Well, this is what's great about this next step that we're about to move into. The dinging was the prisoners lining up. I have just a handful here. You will speak to each of them. Just ask them any questions you want. I'm going to stand in line to make sure that they're honest, because if you ask them what they did and you say, you know, are you a sex offender? And if they were and they lie, I will be here to correct them. I will not let them lie to you. I have their files in front of me. So this is it's a real simple process. It's just step one, beta step. So we're just going to have you talk to like just a couple here. And you just tell me how you're feeling about the program afterwards, or if any of these guys are great. I mean, so I've spent the last 2 weeks with these guys, and some of these guys are pretty decent. So, okay. Let's go ahead and get Mike. Guard, can you get Mike? Okay. All right, we're going to get Mike on. Mike, are you there?
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi, Mike. You're actually on. And just so you know, Shakia, the only information they have is your very first name. That's it.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about anything like that. Mike, this is Shakia.
Hello, Shakia.
Just so you know, Shakia.
Hello.
Mike has been through this with several people already, so he knows the process. So, Shakia, ask him anything you want.
Okay. I just want to know, what were you locked up for?
Well, I was locked up a while ago. One night, I was drinking, and things got a little out of hand, and I hacked Jason David Frank's bank account and took all his money and gave it to the Chinese government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Electronical fraud. Charge number one. And Jason David Franks is a celebrity. I don't know if you knew of him. He is a very A-level celebrity. He used to be a Power Ranger. Maybe that'll help you out if you use the Green Ranger.
Is it the old Ranger, like from back in the day?
He was also my childhood hero.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And so he actually hacked his bank account, took all of his money, and gave it to the Chinese government. So
damn.
That was his first charge. So he's kind of... Just give you a little background. Yes, you know, he has some computers. So basically, if you have a computer in your house and there's, you know, you're having an issue, Mike can answer the questions, but he is not allowed to touch that computer.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have questions, like let's say your blue screen pops up, Mike can tell you what to do, but do not ever let him touch that. I mean, that's he will hack somebody's account, and somebody in China will end up very rich. So. All right, Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to share with her?
Should I tell her about the dark side?
I think everything – we got to be pretty transparent here, Mike, so anything you need to share with her. Matter of fact, if you don't, then I will be forced to actually, you know, when – and she gets to read your profile later anyway, so you might as well, Mike.
The guard said I didn't have to.
Well, it'd be easier for you to get relocated if you didn't, but you should.
Okay. Well, you see – I'm actually on some pretty strong medicine right now. I had an incident when I was younger where I actually sedated my then college roommate and actually started eating him alive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But the medication, it was actually I have a split personality disorder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So my other half is called Donnie, and he but the medication keeps him away.
Yeah.
So how old are you? How tall are you?
Currently, I am 29 years old. I am 5'8". I weigh 220 pounds.
Okay. Are you stocky or muscular or?
About average.
Okay. Oh my God, I really have to think about this because if he goes off his medication, I'm gonna freak out and forget to shock him or something. It's gonna be a big fight, you know.
Yeah.
But you remember that when he told you about the kittens we were breeding?
Yeah.
Right.
When we were shipping out the cat meat, it was actually inmate body parts that were getting put into the cans.
A couple of murders that did happen. You know how it is in prison. Occasionally, different gangs fight, and yeah, they did. That's how they tried to dispose of one of the people. That was a big deal. The South Americans were not happy about that. But it is what it is. Okay, do you have any more questions for Donnie, or are you ready to move on to the next?
So I just wanted to know, like, what is the whole process of this?
Basically, right now you're just, going through a couple of different inmates, and then ultimately there's like probably about four more steps before we ever release somebody to you, which would be, let's say you hone in on somebody. Let's say you just picked Mike, right? I'm not picking for you. You're saying you should or shouldn't. I'm not allowed to do that. But let's say you picked Mike. Well, then you would be able to read all of Mike's profile, which has been kept, you know, for years and years. So you'd be able to read all that. If you were still happy, then what we would do is have you do a face-to-face with Mike so you could really get to know him. And if you're happy with that, then what we would do is we'd come to your house and actually install the electronic surveillance devices and you know, basically make it so it's safe, right? And then Mike would move in. And then as soon as Mike moves in, you get the first $6,000 and then $6,000 every month after.
Okay, so my question to you is, what if I go and I get a house and it's myself and it's somebody else around the clock with them, would I still be able to do that?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to be home all the time.
No. I'm saying, like, if I go and I go rent out a different place just for that, and I'm there around the clock, and I have somebody else there as well, yes. Like, at night with him, and I'm there in the day with him.
Yep.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
However you work it out, it's fine. You just got, you know, there's, I mean, once you pick somebody, we get a little deeper into the program details, and, and so then you realize, you know, when and where you have to be. These prisoners in the Florida program, they'd been left alone before. It's not the surveillance equipment keeps them there. So we just need somebody mainly because we can't just put them in an empty house. We need somebody
Are they from New Mexico or Florida?
No, they're from, these ones were in New Mexico. Florida is the program that we're copying.
Also, if you because I lived in New Mexico, if you want to grow a cactus garden, I've become very, very good at growing cactuses.
They do grow a lot of cactuses in New Mexico, so there you go.
Okay.
Well,
I live in California, like in Long Beach. Yep. I don't know if you're familiar with that. So.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can move these prisoners wherever, and the federal money just follows them. So it's not a big deal.
Okay, so I wanted to know, like, how does that work? Like, once, let's just say if I go, right, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I talk to somebody about renting me out apartment or a house, and then what happens after that? Like, how soon will I get paid once I say, okay, give me two of them?
We're pretty new at this, but I've seen it happen in as little as a month. But obviously, we're talking about prison management here, so it could take a little longer. It depends on how fast we move this through. So I would say a month to 2 months. Right,
Mr. Sinclair.
Yes.
Did you tell her that if she is willing to share it, her room, she has more money at the end of the month?
We haven't gotten to that aspect of the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Proceed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me get thank you, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and hand the phone back off, and we'll go ahead and get on Dwight. Dwight?
Yeah, how you doing there?
Hello.
Hi, this is Dwight. This is Shakia.
How you doing there, Sugar?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
And again, Shakia, feel free to ask any questions or any information. They have to be 100% honest.
Okay, I just want to know, basically, what is your background? What are you in for?
Well, my background, I actually went to DeVry University and got a janitorial degree. And what I was arrested for, I got arrested for drunken disorderly.
Okay.
So, like, I was in this bar, and, like, this guy came in with one of my exes, and, you know, so I started drinking pretty heavy, and I went over to one of the corners where the jukebox was, and, you know, the song started, it was me and my girl's song, so I got upset, and this guy told me, he says, you know, why don't you alpha up and stop crying, and I got pissed, so I started peeing over in the corner, and I said, oh, you think you're a smart guy, huh? And then I pooped. I pooped in the corner, and they called the cops on me.
Yeah.
Okay, do you take any type of medication, or?
Oh, no, I don't do I was self-medicating with the alcohol, but I don't have actual medication or anything.
And how old are you?
Oh, I'm 37.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's officially, because he pooped in the corner, he is a Class C sexual offender, which means he's not non-predatory. It just means basically indecent exposure.
Wait a minute. They gave me the Class C because I pooped in the corner?
Yeah, because
what
it's...
What about the dog situation? I thought that was where I got the Class C from. Boy of mine was...
The Class C is officially a... It means exposing yourself in public, rather it's your anus or, you know, your genitalia or whatever.
So I didn't get a charge for fucking that dog?
Well, you did, but according to your case file, that one was dropped because they couldn't prove it.
I mean, it's not like the dog resisted or anything.
Okay. So, Dwight, you didn't have to share that information because it's not officially a charge.
Is that on my file? I thought I had to tell her everything.
Well, it doesn't hurt. You know, I'm sure she appreciates knowing that, you know. But the thing is, if you weren't found guilty of something, then it's officially not the crime you're in for.
That's probably why this is like my 20th phone call. I do the oversharing.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure, Shakia, I'm sure you appreciate his honesty, right?
Yes, I do. So he's a Class C. He likes to expose himself.
No. He said he went pooping in the corner. You know, he defecated in the corner. And so that's a decent exposure. It'd be the same as if somebody urinated.
Oh, okay. That's different. Okay. Yeah, I thought when you said a decent exposure, like outside and he sees some kids and he exposed himself because I would not like that at all.
The bar by the jukebox and this guy was being kind of a dick to me, so I took the shit right in the corner of his bar, and he told the cops I exposed my genitals to him.
Oh, okay, so I see. You got mad, and you shit in the corner of the bar, and then they said you did indecent exposure.
He told me I had whipped my genitals out, and I was threatening him with my genitals. So the cops... They fucking tased me. I don't know if that's in my file or not.
He did catch it.
They tased me in the ass.
As Dwight mentioned, he did catch that second charge, which was basically it was sexual assault on an animal because it was the bar owner's dog.
I want her to know I only do that when I've been drinking. I don't do it when I'm sober. I don't do medication. I don't do drugs.
Okay.
Well, you can't drink here. I won't allow that. I don't allow alcohol.
Actually, part of the monitoring system that he's hooked up to, if any alcohol does enter his body, there will be a system failure that will instantly inject him, and this injection will cause him mass pain.
Wait a minute, inject me with what?
Well, it's the serum 22 that can be injected. So if you consume any alcohol, serum 22 will be injected off your chest plate, and instantly, basically, he becomes paralyzed. He's awake, but he becomes paralyzed. He loses all, control of his bowels.
Did I sign paperwork for this?
To get into this program, yes, you did, sir.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or the other option is that South American prison.
The one that guy Yuri's in.
Yep.
That's what he sent Yuri. He's sending me letters. He's not fucking happy.
Yeah, it's a different place down there. Okay, do you got any more questions for Dwight?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Dwight.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, Dwight's a really nice guy. I think he's just had, he's made some bad choices in life, but overall, my
Did you tell him to take me back to my cell? Because I'm not going back to my cell.
Well, no. Just for now, sit in the chair, and we'll just go through a couple more, and then you guys will have to go back to your cell. So,
hey, are you still on the phone with that lady?
Yeah. Go ahead, Dwight.
Ask her about the problem that I don't like black people.
Well, that could be a problem.
Why?
Excuse me.
It looks like he made a statement that probably is offensive.
He doesn't like black people.
You don't let a bunch of like welfare motherfuckers run around there, do you?
Okay. Guard.
I need some of that fucking toilet wine today. It's a good batch. Guard,
I'm gonna hit the alarm.
No.
I'm going to hit the alarm, Dwight. Go ahead and hand over the phone, please.
It's going to get real if you hit the alarm. Don't do it.
Hand over the phone, please.
Don't do it. I'm not handing over shit.
Dwight?
I'm not doing it.
Dwight?
No.
Dwight, you need to... I'm gonna give you just a couple more seconds.
Uh-uh. Not going
to
do it.
You need to hand over the phone?
Uh-uh. I made a good batch of that Parisio. It's good.
All right, guard. Go.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm just...
No, not... Put the...
Shakia, just hang on a second. Okay. All right, they got him out of there. I'm sorry about that, Shakia. If they get too out of control, I get a few of the guards in there. So, okay, let's move on to Justin. Let's go ahead and... guard, could you get Justin on the phone? All right, thank you. Justin?
Hello?
Hi, Justin. You're on with Shakia.
Oh, how's it going?
And again, Shakira,
hello, how are you?
All the questions you want to ask, feel free.
Same thing I asked the other ones, like, what was your offense? Are you a sex offender? Do you take medication? Just give me a little bit of information about yourself.
Once in a while, I self-medicate a little bit. Not too much.
You
not
drink
anymore.
Or?
I like to smoke a little bit now and then, you know. Not okay. Talking about the cigarettes either, but when you're in the free world, it's a little different. My charges, basically, they say I used to like follow people around and wait till they got home and then go into their homes and stuff like that. So they say breaking and entering and stalking. I've done a few of those. Nothing too big, though. I mean, I never really hurt anybody. I just, you know, took their belongings when I got to their house.
Did you go to like low income areas or you went to like high income areas, like really nice homes?
It depended. I would just follow people home. I would see just a random person walking down the street, and I'd be like, oh, this looks like maybe I could take advantage of this person. So, you know, we'll give it a go.
Okay. So do you take any type of medication?
Oh, no. Not anything that's prescribed to me by a doctor or anything like that.
Okay. So you seem like a pretty low-risk offender. Do you have a problem with women? Do you have a problem with African-American women or anything like that?
Absolutely not. Them are usually the ones that I would follow home.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, just saying, you know, sometimes...
But you wouldn't rape them. You would just, like, either keep them in the window and stop them, or...
No, mostly I would just take their property. You know, sometimes I'd have my way with them, but... Most of them wanted it anyway and liked it, so.
So you rape a few people?
Not a few, just, well, I guess two is a few.
Oh, no, this isn't going to work. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Since he has been chemically castrated, so.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do anything with. I can't do anything.
Not anymore, anyway.
When you chemically castrate somebody, I don't know if you know the process, but basically it's very similar to neutering, except for they do it with a chemical that they actually inhale. You know, they breathe it in. It's kind of like huffing. So they hook
them
up.
It feels like a bunch of cactuses sticking into your balls when they dump it on you.
Yeah, and so they have you huffing to actually get the chemicals in to basically destroy the testicles. They actually pour a solution on, and that's what he's talking about. It's kind of like a green slimy solution, and it actually just eats up that area, and you become
ballless. pretty much.
That's one way to describe it. That's one way to describe okay. it.
It's almost like a vasectomy.
I've heard of chemical castration.
Yeah,
I've
it's almost like it. A vasectomy.
Yeah. It's like it's kind of like a vasectomy in the sense that it removes all your genitalia area except for all it leaves is your urethra. So yeah, it's just like this tube. It's like this little tube, like think of it like a loose limp straw.
Like a noodle.
Like a noodle. That's like a good description. Wet noodle. So he's still actually able to stand and urinate. But it's like just little wet noodle, and he doesn't have testicles, which that's where his hormones would drive this kind of action from. So officially, he cannot rape, or in theory, he doesn't have the desire to even have sex anymore.
No, I don't, but I still have two hands, though, so, you know. I'd still be plenty capable to follow somebody home, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, he says if you come stay with me, you're going to have, like, a collar and I could shock you. So.
Yeah, if you want. I mean, if that's what you're into, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And could just to be, because we don't know your total background, Shakia, mm-hmm. Justin, I need you to be honest about your, I guess the only way to describe it is about your unbelievably unruly hatred for little people or midgets.
Oh, yeah. Heightly challenged, as they like to be called.
Yeah, if you could share with her basically the charges you've grabbed from that hatred.
Well, I used to also, you know, I'd follow the midgets home. Mm-hmm. M-words, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I would take them and I would actually toss them around their own homes. Toss them on the couch, toss them on the bed, spin them around in circles. They're like little pygmies, little ginger pygmies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd toss them, and then I would pretty much just leave. I wouldn't even take their property. The joy was just there when I got to toss them around that I didn't feel any need to take any of their belongings with me.
Yeah, so, Shakia, the reason I'm sharing that with you, because officially he has a violent charge with that, but based on everything that we've seen, he's never been violent towards anybody that was not had a
midget.
Had a dwarf, either dwarfism or any form of little people. So
I filled one with helium one time and tried to make him float.
That's weird. So
if I'm a dwarf, so he would be a major problem for me.
Yeah, are you a dwarf?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I don't know if Justin's a good match for you.
Oh, I definitely. I don't even know why I even signed up for this program. I mean, I keep getting these people, the dwarfs, short people. It's almost like you guys are setting me up on purpose.
I can promise you we're not, but
it seems like it to me.
Well, it does seem like
the last midget I got, last call was a midget that I was on to.
Yes, there seems to be a very disproportionate number of little people that are trying to sign up for this program, which I'm okay with, but for Justin, it seems to be sandbagging him a little bit. So, okay. Well, thank you, Justin. I think we'll go ahead and move on to ASPA. Guards, could you give me ASPA?
Hello?
Hello, ASPA.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, you're on with Shakia. Based on her previous question, she basically wants to know what you're in for, what kind of medications or anything like that you're on, anything else. So if anything you can supply us with.
Okay.
And Shakia, feel free to ask them any other questions. I just figured those ones were important to you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can you tell me a little about yourself and what you're in for?
Sure. See, I was staying in hotels, and I was playing a game with one of my friends. He'd crack the door open, and we'd display ourselves, our sexual organs, through the crack in the door. And unfortunately, we got caught a couple times, and last time was this police commissioner guy. Who apparently had some friends in some really high places, and, well, here I am.
So you like to expose yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, this is not going to work. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, but
nothing else that you, nothing else that you would like to ask him, or?
No, he exposed, like the other guy who shit in the bar, he was fine. Even the other guy who is like a hacker, but he takes heavily medication, he's fine. But people who expose their soap and all this, and no.
Okay.
But I've changed.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot have that, because where you guys are going to be living, there might be kids around, and the neighbors are going to get pissed off, and I don't want to disrespect anybody's children by bringing someone like that around. No.
Look, it ain't my fault the old woman died.
All right.
No. I'm sorry, no.
Okay. Well, all right, I guess I understand. So, Aspa, I guess she's eliminated you.
Okay, but my question to you, sir, is like, so you said, like, eventually I get to meet them, or how many do I get to meet, or is this just like a test run to see who I like or who I don't like? Because I would feel more better if I get to meet them and see them in person and say, okay, this person can't overpower me, or, you know, how does this work?
Think of it this way, Shakia, think of it this way. This is, if this was a dating game, okay, this is you reading somebody's profile, right? The next step is to maybe communicate with them in a more personable manner, which would be, so let's say you chose one of these guys, or, you know, say there's four of them that you end up liking, right, out of the ones that we have available. Then you would get to meet all four of them, but that's after you actually read their entire profiles. So,
right. Would I be able to put two to a room, or do they need their own room?
They all need their own individual rooms. That is a must, but yeah. But yeah, if you got six rooms available, we're okay. We got to relocate these guys, so we are okay with that. Okay, all right, let's see. I think I got another one lined up here. Just a second. Okay. All right. His name is Chris. Let me go ahead and... guard, can you get Chris? Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Shakia? Is that Shakira?
Yeah, Shakia.
Okay. How's it going?
Fine. How are you? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? If you are a sex offender, if you like to expose yourself, do you take medication, and exactly what are you locked up for?
Well, I can say no to all those first questions.
Okay.
So that's probably good. I am addicted to swatting people. Are you familiar with what swatting is?
No.
Okay, swatting is where I get on the phone, and, or, you know, sometimes it's hilarious. Like, I'm actually in here for swatting Sean Combs, you know, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I swatted him. And then I swatted several other celebrities, too, and then I've swatted people who were live streaming. Swatting is where I get great joy and hilarity out of calling people, calling up the police and telling them, oh, I'm at so-and-so address, you know, like Puff Daddy's address. I'm at so-and-so's address, and I got like, oh, there's, you know, I got an assault rifle, and there's people killing people. And then the SWAT team shows up, and those people, like Puff Daddy and his family had no clue. They had no clue, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, SWAT team kicks in their door, and they're pointing guns at everybody and yelling, get down, motherfucker, and that's so funny. It is so funny when that, and then the news reports about it, and then I sit in my room and I masturbate while I watch the news. It's, it is so great. It is one of the best moments in your life. You should try it sometime. I mean, I got away with it like 40 times before they caught me, so just try it once. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm in for. I mean, and I still swat people. That's the thing. It's real easy. The cops have to respond. I mean, I can make a collect call and just, yeah, there's a gun guy here, and he's shooting people, and then they come and they kick in the door. And then I get great joy out of that. Yeah, and then, And then, well, that's the thing. I've had a couple other charges too. After they found this out, they came into my house and they realized I had been collecting cadavers. Illegally. To collect cadavers, you need to be licensed. And I was collecting them. I mean, I had 73 cadavers in my house. Are you familiar with cadavers?
Yeah, I know what cadavers are.
I had 73 of them. I mean, I didn't dig them up. They were just, I got them, man. And, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Cadavers, man. I can, you know, if you want, if you're into them, I can get them. I got a guy.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm not, you seem to be not interested in me, and it kind of disappoints me a little bit. I mean, I'm not all cadavers and swatting, man. Let me tell you something.
I don't know. I will have to think about it. Let me talk to the guy. Hello?
Here, this is... just a second. Chris, I think she's done with you. Yeah, but... Listen, Shakira, here's the thing. I also have an emotional side. Every time I watch... Have you ever seen the video Thriller?
Yeah.
Every time I watch that, I fucking just cry like a bitch at the end. I just fucking cry. It's so sad that they didn't show Michael Jackson kill that girl, and they should have. It's fucking... I don't get it.
Okay,
thanks, Chris. All right, I'm sorry about that.
So what did you say the name of the program was? Because I don't know if this is like a really legit program, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people call, and I just want to make sure before I go and get the house that I can actually, you know, get someone.
Yeah. I can give you a website to check right after we're done here to read more about it. This one is do you have a pen ready?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Because I need to make sure, like, you know, you said it's a government-funded program, right?
Yeah. No, well, what it is, it's the federal money still has to come in to fund the prisoners. And so this becomes, basically, we're the second state to try something like this. It worked for Florida.
Okay. Okay, can I have the information?
Yeah, the website, everything you need to find there, and it's when you actually go to the website, I just click the link that says Adopt a Prisoner Program, but it's ME for, like New Mexico. So ME and then A-T.
A-T.
Yep, so it's like M-E-A-T. I guess you could say meat, right?
Okay.
And then S-P as in Paul, so Sam Paul.
Okay.
And then IN. So it's me, the word me, like me as a person, like the word at, and then the word spin.com.
Okay, so you said it's meatsp.in.com?
No. It's the word spin, no dot in there.
Okay, spin. Okay.
So it's meatsp.in.com. Yep. Feel free to go there and look at all the information. Like I said, all you got to do is click the link that you'll see it. It's right on the tip. The link goes around on the tip, and you just click it, and it's so you're all set. So
And this is a number where I could reach you at? I could call you on this number
This is the outgoing number, so it'll probably get you into the building, but I'll be actually extension 4429.
Okay, what number do I call first?
Well, what number came up there? Because it's an outgoing
I think a 1661 number.
Yeah, if you call that, it'll go to the front because when the outcalls here show up all as like the front desk, basically.
Okay.
And then, but the 4469 is mine.
446. Okay. 446.
That's my extension. But yeah, I would recommend the information at meatspin.com. There's a lot of good information there.
Okay, because I need this information because I know a lady and she told me she would definitely do it, but she needs to, you know, talk to you guys and see how soon she would get paid before she go and gets the place for them to stay in and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I completely understand. This is not something that you just do half-heartedly. You know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into it. So, okay, if you got time, there's one more prisoner sitting. If you got just a couple minutes, and then we'll just go through here. Guards, could you get Yuri for me? Yuri, are you there? Hold on a second. Maybe they're not hearing me. Yuri?
My name is Yuri. I am the most
Pfizer. Thank you, Yuri. Just to give you a little background, Shkia, Yuri is a Russian national, so he does have a Russian accent. So, okay. Yuri, you've done this before.
You don't get this right. It's not in my file. I'm from the Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine. Okay. I'm sorry. Ukraine. Near Russia. Very near Russia.
Okay. I want to know, sir, what are you in for? Do you take medication? And just a little bit of information about yourself.
I don't take any medication. When they transferred me here from the Ukrainian jail, they did not supply me with any type of medication. So I refuse to take any to alter my mind.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 45 years old.
Okay.
I was originally brought here to the U.S. I was supposed to engage in a fight. They told me this was a sanctioned fight, and it turned out to be complete bullshit because as I fought this man in the ring, I killed him. And now they have me serving time.
Okay.
You know, when I was, you know, these people, they don't feed me very well, so they let me out to the yard, and I live off deer and other animals.
Do you know how to cook?
I do know how to cook, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, you sound like a good candidate, so, yeah.
Yeah, I I'm on a raw meat diet, but I will cook. I will say medium, medium rare, well done, how do you like it, and I will make it.
So you know how to make your food, Russian food?
Yes, I do. I make roxa balls. Have you ever had the roxa balls before?
No, I've never had Russian food before.
Oh, it's very, very good. It's very filling, very full of protein.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, bitch. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, that was the last one for tonight. Why don't you do me a favor? Because it seems like you have a lot of questions. So why don't you read more about the program?
Okay.
And then give me a call back at that number, and then, you know, and basically we can set up to, I mean, I don't know if any of these guys, you can think about any of these guys, but there's more too, but these are the ones that the guards had out for this round of calls. So why don't you look more into it and give me a call back, and if you're
at... And you said it's called www.meatspinin.com?
No. It's not an IN. So okay, I'll put out all the letters, okay?
Okay.
M E A T.
Okay.
S P I I N. .com.
Okay.
So there's it's me at spin.com, or it looks like meatspin.com. So, and just like I said, click the tip right on the tip. It'll say
adopt a prisoner.
Yep. You just click that tip that's going around, and it'll take you right to it. Okay.
Okay, and how does my whole process go? You're saying like I would have to meet him, right? Like, what exactly is the whole process I have to go through?
Well, it explains it on the website better, you know, in more detail. So, I mean, but basically, once you find people you think are a person, or in your case, it sounds like you might be wanting multiples. Once you find someone that you're interested in, then what we do is we go ahead and we're good, you know. We can have you meet them in person, maybe even if you wanted, spend a little time like in a visitor's room with them kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, we don't expect you to make your decision off of one conversation. Let's put it that way.
Right, right. I mean, because I just would feel better if I got to meet them face-to-face, one-to-one, and really got a feel of which one I wanted.
Then let me point you in the right direction. Do you have a computer available right now?
Yes.
Okay. Could you go ahead? Is it like a laptop? Are you right near it?
No. It's on my phone. I would have to go on my phone if there's any way I could see any pictures of them or.
Yep. How about this? Keep me on the line just so I know that you're doing it right. Go to that website and keep the volume up so I know that you're there.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. And make sure your volume's up, because then I'll hear the cue, and the cue, then I'll know you're in the right spot.
Okay. Okay. No, the web you gave me is a different website. It's some lists on there, and guys.
I'm sorry, what? Could you explain?
Oh, hold on, honey. Give me a second.
Okay. All right. Is it working?
The website you gave me, like a porn site.
No. You have it meatspin.com?
Yes.
And what exactly? What the heck? That is our site. What is going on? What's the site say?
It's just a porn site.
Okay. And so Is there any kind? Because I don't hear a cue. Is there any music?
No.
Okay. Try this one. God dang it! You know the guy you talked to earlier, Mike? I think he's up to something. I think he's screwing with us because that guy he got his hands on a computer somehow. Try this one. porkspin.com.
Okay.
So, porkspin.com. That's the alternate address?
No.
Is it nothing coming up?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on. Here, all I can tell you is keep that first address written down and try it again in like 12 hours or in the morning. Try it again in the morning. Okay?
Okay.
Because I'm gonna call IT right now because what you're saying, you've seen pornography popping up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what's happening. I apologize. That is definitely our website, but our website is not a pornography website, so I am a little bit confused. Okay. But check that out, and then call me in the morning. I'm sorry, not in the morning. I'm off tomorrow.
I'm slowly taking over all the computers.
Okay. Okay, well, all right, just get... She's gone.
That would have been so great. She would have still been on.
Yeah. She hung up right when she realized, okay, they're just showing me porn. Okay, that was a long one. Okay, hey, Dwight, how did Blog Talk Radio search go?
He won't talk.
Yeah. Dwight, he is out
fighting. Mad.
He is out eating raw meat.
No, I do switch my audio.
Lifting cars.
I just switched my audio back over because I was playing music through my microphone.
I gotcha. Hey, did you find any Blog Talk Radio that we can do for the next
I found Ron Reich, which we fuck with on a regular basis.
All right.
Besides that, no.
What kind of show does he do?
A political show.
Okay. Let's just call up and be mean. Now, here's the thing.
You would probably have to have Dashy load the Callerific. Because after the first time, he'll just shut us down.
Okay. Dashy, you're available. I can see you on here. Can you load up the... What is it called?
Callerific.
Callerific. All right. He's going to load that up. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and borrow a page from Dwight and spend the last part of the show fucking with this guy. So, Justin, this is phone mobbing, right? You were involved in phone mobbing. You know exactly what it is. Except for this time, it's really, really... You think TV 40 was low, you know, like nothing. These are dudes who are just doing it on the internet. Like, dude, that was hilarious. The guy the other day who was starting up his very first show, he didn't get to do any calls, but that was hilarious because he thought, I'm going to get this thing off the ground, my own radio station off the ground. No, you're giving a website money to do nothing.
I just want to hear my music get heard, you know what I'm saying?
He's like, man, I got in the whole music thing, man. I do all kinds of rap and stuff. I don't even like rap, man. So it's what? Whatever, dude. You had all kinds of weird stuff.
What?
The goddamn, the best guy, though, was fucking Gary. I have never, ever come across, because a lot of these people are just like black people who are bitching about white people.
It seems like fucking Gary, that motherfucker.
Dude, that's what it seems like. Justin, did you see my Gary video? I sent you the link.
Yeah, I watched it.
It's so stupid. But you don't know who Gary is yet, so it's hard to... But, dude, the Gary guy is so... dude, it is, like, so weird. And what the hell is he pushing? He seems to be selling...
Snake oil.
Yeah, like this whole, like, kit you can buy and these, you know, all these other sub-products of how to become an alpha male. And it's
did you see his consultation prices?
No.
Oh, dude, thousands of dollars for him to come and mentor you on how to get bitches.
God damn. I can't. If there's anybody who pays that motherfucker, they are suckers because he is so broken on his views of the world. Dreamer, our hearts of gold. I had a runaway. Gotta hang up on you. Come home, Lord, just when things went wrong. Stop it. Doesn't mean they're always wrong. At least turn it down, jerk. But I can hear a lot of feedback. Are you going down the highway?
Get you the chopper.
Stop it! You're ruining my show, Dwight.
So what is going... I've never actually done a fun mob, so...
A phone? You've never done a phone mob?
I mean, I've heard the phone mob. Like...
All right. It's competing sound effects, guys. The good thing, Train, out of all the sounds, that one sounds really good. The other ones were all kind of shitty when we were testing them earlier, but that one comes through really, really good.
Good.
Hey, Train, get my song in your
sound. When Dwight was getting out of control and fucking trying to leave.
What did you say, Mark?
I said, get my song I posted on your soundboard for next week.
Okay, I try.
All right, Dashy said about 2 minutes, so we just got to
bullshit for like
2 minutes.
Okay.
And next week, guys, I'm going to try to come up with some new ideas. I'm feeling pretty good.
I hit some numbers that I didn't get to use because some assholes weren't picking up, but I put on an ad for a masturbation contest out in Vegas and Los Angeles.
And people responded?
Oh, dude, I put a whole fucking itinerary, like the breakdown of the days and stuff, and like the fucking the whole process, the prizes and shit. I had like 5 or 6 people who were like, oh, yeah, this is why I'm qualified and all this shit. Dude,
I used to think my ads had to be realistic, like you know, like, oh, be on a TV show, things like that. And then all of a sudden, both Turbo and Lux were kind of... That's when they were first on my show, and they started kind of borrowing the concept of placing ads and shit like that. And they came up with crazy shit like amateur space travel and shit like that. And then and then Lux would call a guy, and he'd say that he was calling for his dad because his dad designed like a fucking 78 Gremlin and put a rocket booster on the back, and they needed somebody to be a pilot. and people were like, yeah, no, I'll do it, yeah. And it's like,
did they say they built one out of Legos, too, or something?
What's that?
Did they say they built one out of Legos?
Yeah, that got him hung up on. Dude, I remember the Halloween Spectacular? I need to get Lux around again, because, dude, the Halloween's coming up, and the Halloween Spectacular, oh, by the way, Halloween's on a Friday this year. Anyways, remember last year when like, we were calling up making Lux apologize for doing some weird stuff to people's houses, and RBCP had him on, and RBCP said... He said, yeah, he went back there and he actually broke your whole house down or something. And he was like, yeah, and I rebuilt it with Legos. And he was like, yeah, did you, when you, the guy already said, I'd looked at my house. He goes, yeah, when you're back there looking, did you realize that now your house is made of Legos? It was so stupid. Dude, that was a great show.
Hey, check this out. Giada, I'll send you the link real quick if you want to read it. Of the one, the one I made.
Okay.
It's actually really funny. that even someone would respond to this is ridiculous. Because I put it out in Vegas and in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, these days I see what I can get away with more than trying to put out a realistic ad. Here's the worst thing about putting out an unrealistic ad is that somebody else is going to see it and then report it as spam. Shit.
The masturbation contest is this week, matter of fact.
Yeah. So it says McLanahan Security Concepts is sponsoring the first ever masturbation competition of its kind. We are now signing up 50 males of any age race to participate. We will be capturing this event on video, and you will have the option of signing a waiver of consent for your face to be used, or a waiver which you don't want your face used. There is no resignation or no sign up fee. God damn, I can't say words.
Registration.
So I'm gonna Porky Pig that shit and go on to a word I can say. The sponsor will pay for the contestant's hotel room, as this is a trial by sponsor. What's that? I don't know that term.
It's a trial run by the sponsor.
Okay. The top three placers will receive monetary prizes and an invite to next year's competition. All participants will get a surprise participation package. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,500. Third place, $1,000. And I guess the location.
Oh, yeah, I put locations out too. That was even better.
Oh my god.
I got the whole itinerary broken down and shit.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, oh yeah, day one, checking at 10 a.m.
That ad, I write mine in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, checking at 10 a.m., optional practice with coaches at 11:15. Who's got the coach over there? Oh no, you're stroking it all fucking wrong. We gotta fucking improve on that.
All right, we're good to go on calling this guy. So
I got the show number. Actually, I think I got it formatted too.
Okay, so I just call it, and then that's how it works.
I would guess at the caller ID.
I don't see it, dude. I don't see it now.
CID one. Let's do Hawaii.
Oh, Jesus Christ! That's long. All right, now what do I got to do?
Actually, I think I got it saved.
Why is that?
Oh, that's not the form.
Oh, that's our caller ID. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
I got to go up here. Here it
is. You can set that? You can set my caller ID?
Oh, yeah. We set it on the fly because we're calling through the Callerific now.
Oh, wow, man. Dashie's the smartest motherfucker I know.
So now we're calling from Hawaii.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. That's what that thing is.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Dashie, if you did desire you invent to speak this? To the host,
please press 1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
What? All right.
Come on, Ron.
Yeah. Is Ron a hick?
He's an asshole.
Okay, we're still having problems. I don't know what's going
on. That's his co-host.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on. I'm sorry, Di, I did get the... okay, Ron, I got kicked out of a chat again, so you watch it, and I'll just stay off.
You dumb okay? bitch.
Okay. The chat room?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Ron's big stance on things?
And I'm sorry, folks, we're...
It don't take much to get him riled up.
No, no, but what's his thing? What's his stance?
Just an asshole.
No, I don't. There is a chat room. Throw something he's passionate about.
We have some people with their hands up, and since Ron can't, oh Lord, Ron can't get them because you're back. We have.
I got it.
I got it. Hello.
Area code 808.
Hello.
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 Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, how's it going?
This is Special Agent Ron Kilmore.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, you guys need to shut your show down immediately. You are now violating several...
Thank you for using Blogspot Radio. Goodbye.
All right, switch the ID. All right, now we switch the ID. Now somebody else go. Calling back, right? All right, there you go.
Yeah, but I fucked it up. Hang on.
Callerific is fucking nuts.
Well, see,
did
see,
that actually create it?
The funny thing is, like, we're dialed in right now. He can change the caller ID right now. So next time, like, soon as they hang up, we can call right back in.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Press
and
one.
The host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, that's wonderful!
Yeah,
you are now in the host
you
queue.
Have a good evening, my special little friend. Okay, area code 714.
Oh, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I mean, I can't. These callers tonight, man, it's fucking ridiculous saying nigger, 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 nigger.
Yes, and when you learn what nigger, nigger, nigger means, then you call back to that email.
Well, I guess this is.
Hello, area code 313. Come
Hello.
On, honey.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Ron, shut the fuck up. Hey, Ron, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. It's Dwight, you cocksucker.
Thank you for using Blog. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, go ahead and set up the next one. You know, when you do these, it's awesome that we can sit and banter Blog back and forth. We need a main person actually recording off of their
you
screen.
You are now in the host queue. Well,
just download their shit at the end of the show and just rip all their shit right off of it.
Okay, there you go.
Here's another one.
Okay, that's number 4. Let's see.
Okay, area code 504. Hello, my dear.
Oh, they call me the field Negro rapist, you fucking whore. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ron, go fuck yourself. This is my show, bitch.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, set up another one. Justin, you want to do a call?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, let Justin.
You're going to flood their line.
Radio.
So you see what the area code is, right?
You are now in the host queue.
Okay.
I think he's calling back. I think Carlo's back.
Bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Hello,
is this the Indian food?
The ruler and leader.
I would like 4 pop dums, 3 chicken tikka masala,
okay.
I've got you.
And 1 banchop.
Don't you long for an elder troll when you're bombarded with all these ankle biters?
I'm sorry, you're superior.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Let Justin have this next one. Okay. Let him go ahead and lead it.
I'm you.
See, that's the thing. You got to kind of chill and like listen for that tone.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
this is why this is so much fun.
At any time.
Dude, what's amazing about this, just remember how caller ID was pretty much our downfall?
Otherwise, hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
For TV40.
Yeah.
Okay, now who's belting and carrying on? That's really rude and ignorant.
Some asshole, excuse me.
All right, it's going to be a 634.
Cassian.
Who's that? Yep. Who's the guy from the holler?
You're going to hear it.
Oh, the holler.
The holler, yeah.
Oh,
Justin, Coal Miner's Daughter? He's the guy that just said, excuse me. What holler is he coming from?
I don't know. Who knows?
Does he work in a coal mine?
He could. Who knows?
Kind of sounds like he does.
I mean, I can't help where you're at, you know. Mm-hmm. Where you are is where you are.
That's what I'm told.
So, yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, Dwight.
Only on BTR.
Exactly. What is our topic tonight? Do you have a topic tonight? Do you have anybody I can ask?
You are now in the host queue.
Not yet. I have some trolls you can play with. You want some of that?
No. They're not worthy of my attention. I call somebody.
I like watching cat fights, man.
No, I would probably keep going.
You need help them, though, Jude. You need to help them do a better job and be educated.
No, my days of coddling them are over. I don't do that.
And just tell them to give me your, say, look, give me your PayPal account and just, you know, I'll teach you in, you know, 20,000 easy lessons on how to be a troll. You know, make good money, residual income, you know.
Yeah. Starting with the PayPal.
The house website going.
Come on,
exactly.
Take a call.
You're like Hitler's army. What was that Hitler had with the children?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Ron, four of the people with their hands up.
Yeah, that's them. Okay, let's go with it. We got some Jew with us, so let's see what happens.
Ready,
Jessica? Yeah, you got Jew with you.
Yeah, well, he's hanging out with me for just a minute. He's got a busy schedule. It's hard to get him.
Right. Well, they're liking me over at the Black Show lately. They pretend they don't, but they do.
Mm-hmm. What show is that?
GaryBrodsky.com.
GaryBrodsky.com. GaryBrodsky.com.
Okay.
What was that?
Area code 239.
Nigga.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll be so glad you get the proper education. Area code 212. Area code 212.
Hello.
Hello.
What do y'all think about the is I've been seeing on the TV? Is the is?
Okay.
Is they is or isn't they ain't terrorists?
Yeah, is.
The ISIS.
Yeah, is. Mm-hmm. No, it's is. I-S-I-S. Okay. That's is. I done went some schooling. I know it's is. Okay. What do y'all think about the is?
Okay.
Oh,
what do you think about it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I see it on the TV, and you can't believe everything you see on the TV, so I figured I'd don't give y'all a call. What do y'all think about the is?
Oh.
What do you think about
it? It's a wonderful thing.
I don't know what to think about it. I'm waiting for y'all to tell me what I should think.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah. Is wonderful?
It's all bullshit.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing.
This is bullshit.
Is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure is.
That doesn't seem like it should be right. That sounds like something a whore would say.
Oh, honey, don't tell me about family. Not interested.
I want to know about the is.
What do you drink, Ron, that's not alcoholic?
I mean,
what's
me,
y'all?
I'm not interested in your family.
He drinks horse semen.
But you go back and you go talk to your mother about it, okay? You have a good evening.
I'm going to sue
Dwight again, motherfucker.
Local radio.
The is. Damn is.
Oh, Dashy, you are the greatest magician I've ever met. Dude, all I can say is Dashy's crazy. Who wants
to speak? You are now in the
house. I'd like to know who made that song, because I was going to go buy it tomorrow.
What's next one?
Can I get that on TV?
Okay, let me see. 634. Okay, excuse me, y'all.
Well, yeah. Hey, you doing? Hey, bitch, where can I get some of your used panties, you fucking smelly skank? Yeah, give me some of them panties, you fucking whore. What the fuck is going on? Hey, you want a Colt 45?
All right, next. This is so easy. Well, they just. I'll take the next one.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Preston?
Mm-hmm. What are we now?
Okay.
You are now in the host queue.
111.
634.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Okay, how many?
What are we now?
Yes, dear.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Six.
I'm glad I can finally get through. It sounds like you got an interesting conversation going on there.
Sometimes we get attacked.
Yeah.
But it's
I'm calling from Stillwell, Oklahoma.
I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking on your website, and I was trying to figure if this one thing out here.
Which website is that?
And I was hoping you could explain it to me.
Which website is that?
It's on your, it's linked off of your Blog Talk Radio page here.
What's it linked to?
Mm-hmm.
It's Crazy Nation Radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's a website?
And it's blogtalkradio.com/RonRex.
I get hurt.
That's
and
right.
It said on here, it said one gasoline, one oil.
It's a directory.
How much over there on it is. Crazy machines.
Mm-hmm.
I need machines. The main machines. I have electrical components. The main wood. I'm making a wood machine.
A wood machine.
How do I make it go? With a different space in between. I accept.
Who's that guy? Holy shit.
It doesn't make a connection. The main one was in the circuitry.
We have a lot of people on the line with their hands up. We are attacked, is what that is.
And
I'm not going to be on here too long with this. 834.
Okay, don't answer.
Hi. Hello?
834. It's too late.
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm going to get busted tonight. Okay, I'm going to get busted tonight. Okay, well, I wanted to give you a choice. You can either fist fight me, or I'm going to take it.
Or join the clan.
So do you want a fist fight? Do you want a fist fight, or are you just going to let me have it?
Okay, sure.
If you don't just let me have it, we're going to fist fight, and sure. I'm going to take it anyways.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's
all right, let's meet at the Walmart, motherfucker. I'll fight you at the Walmart in the back.
Thank you for using the Talk Radio.
Try to do an abstract conversation.
Let me have an abstract conversation. Okay. I gotta be prepared for an abstract conversation. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
You are now in the host queue.
559.
I haven't done a good phone call. Are we 666?
This is Bob Vance from Central California.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to take a little time tonight to talk about the importance of medical peyote.
Yes, we talked the other night.
I think it should be legalized, really. Cactus is just really important to me.
Well, yeah, we gotta keep feeding the beast. You know, we gotta keep feeding the beast. That's what we gotta do. Cactus shit up.
Cactus and refrigerators, mainly. My two main interests.
All right, remember, guys, I got this.
At least you got something going. At least you got a goal.
512 or 666?
666.
But the PLA go away has really helped. I've been using that in my meditation now, and Brad Carter is very confused by it. I think the biggest problem now is combating Gary Brodsky, because he seems to have gained a lot of power now. Gary Brodsky is just like, Gary Brodsky can't put the roids down.
Really? That's so.
Those damn alpha males.
Damn. Wait, we'll get back to you in a minute, man. I got another call
we
gotta catch.
Rubbing
that puck off. There you go.
Shall I continue? Well, yeah, one with all sixes, so I guess the devil's in the house.
Oh, that's just one I want to answer. Yeah, sure.
I thought that would just go well with you.
Right.
All sixes.
Right. That's nice. Yes. Children, they're kids.
All right.
Yeah, there.
All right, change up. Change it up.
Well.
Awesome.
Right, an exciting Friday night. I hope everybody got that link I put in. I'm talking about this.
I can't see anything.
6969. Put in
something.
Small chat.
Not all nines.
I tried that earlier. That's when we got it from, I think. I kicked.
Okay. Well, got a call back. And good night, Trainwreck. Thanks for being on.
All
right. I want this next one. I'm going to abstract talk them.
You are now in the hoop queue. I mean, because...
Yeah.
All right. Did I? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shoot, this is just a problem.
I don't get it.
What's my area code?
Well, you know what? I know. We don't have any callers. Or is it just me that can't see anything? Okay, well, guess what?
See, we got a bunch of callers.
Okay, well, good. You have it.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
Wait a minute. I've done this before. How did I do it before?
His name's Ron, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Give me a second. Something real quick. So hang on 1 minute.
Okay.
We fucking railroaded this.
Wow. Wow, thanks.
The show's dead air now.
What?
We're being attacked.
It's the easy is.
Well, I got too much I could be doing instead of. Near playing with grown folks.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, I only got in the room the proper way.
So now I'm 1, 2, 3?
Now, Ron's not here.
1, 1, 2, 3. Did he leave?
Put 8675309.
Finally in as the co-host. So now see if you can go in.
What is my area code? I keep switching
up. Okay. But I'm in, and it's as co-host. So I'm good. Hello, Iggy, and you're here. Wonderful.
There we go. I'll be damned. We got all right.
Wow.
Now we're back.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones.
First on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Okay, and we also have George on the line. George, yep. I don't know what you're coming into tonight.
George.
Hello, you're here.
Oh, I didn't even put my hand up, but...
I know, but see, I just happened to be looking and I caught you before you even had a chance.
Rat. Read your mind.
Shut your dog up.
George, I have to tell you that my son loves my ringtone. My neighbor loves my ringtone. And you have plenty of requests.
Wow.
I'm telling you, everyone wants a ringtone made by George of Firefox News Online.
George, hey, by the way, that was hilarious when somebody started ripping on Reagan's Reagan's Rangers or some shit like that.
Illuminati, then call in the number 718-508-9813. I'm telling you, they love his.
Keep me updated on those.
Oh, well, what's your area code?
Okay. Call him back. All right. That was funny. I was listening to you guys. Somebody called in, and apparently Reagan's Heroes or some comic book that came out. Somebody, it was Gary's dad made that comic book, and somebody called up. Yeah, I remember when me and my friend got into a fight about this really gay comic book called Reagan's Heroes or something like that. Reagan's Raiders, that's what it is. So, yeah, I mean,
I read that wrong.
What's that?
What is the code?
I'm sorry.
Is that your area?
Huh?
Oh, my God, I'm a sick man. I need help. Eat your something. I'm a perma-fry. I'm done. I was looking at the chat room. I clicked back in the chat room. I'm a perma-fry. It means I'm French fried in mind. But I think no more. I popped in the chat room, and I see where Golf Dogs put in there, and I took it the wrong way.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you see that?
Yes,
I tried to get George to do a promo. I didn't think the word promo was what I was looking at. I thought it was porno, but no.
Yes, I...
See, you get it.
402 or 420?
I'm sorry, George. It was just there, man. Okay. Damn, George. Why are you fighting so much? Why don't you give in, man? Oh, God.
Jerks.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I want to ignore him.
I'm insane.
Okay, you've been on hold for 16 minutes. Just a moment.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. I don't have any 111s that have been on hold for 16 minutes. You said just Skyping is 111. I don't have one that's been on hold for 16 minutes.
Switch that shit to 111. We're all done.
Yeah, somebody
just answer the call. You know what? Look, folks.
CRS is not who it's supposed to be.
I don't know. I don't have the slightest idea.
That's not, that's not who they claim to be, because looking at the... it is CRS. It is someone from CRS Radio, but... CRS Radio, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but the host and co-host know what they're doing.
Okay. Oh, boy. Wow.
She is so flustered right now.
Yes,
what is this show about?
Really?
Is she going to die?
Talk radio well over 6.5 years, and
they have 50 more minutes to fill,
and they don't have shit to say by themselves.
You're right. If you tell them they're in a corporate prison and don't know it,
come on, put me on. I want to talk about corporate taxes. I do. That's how it's going to start.
Absolutely.
And they have your mind, and they are really running with it. The water you drink is controlled by a corporation, and no one is in control of them.
That's right. What the fuck? That's right. They're running themselves. Nobody is in control.
You break that or something like that.
Pardon me?
What she's saying, I've heard a lot like that, you know.
Because they have a profanity filter, Jackson. That's why.
Okay, George. Come on. Take a call. You people aren't even interested in talking on your own show. Dude, at least Gary's, like, entertaining.
Stockholders aren't in control.
Like, Gary is actually entertaining to just listen to because he's so insane. These people, like, have nothing to say. It's like, yeah, corporations, fart.
Well, George,
would you like to write the show notes if you're not pleased with them?
Is she an arbitrator?
Hold on. Is she just bitching at him? She's like, if you're not pleased with the show notes,
really
you
want it? That would
really silly, I guarantee it.
Do you really think that we would use it?
No, probably not, but Todd likes to have a little fun. A little silly.
How would you use it? Oh, my God. I would use it. Go ahead, write them for me, bro. I'll use them. Whatever you send me, I'll use them.
Come on. Answer the phone.
Yeah, you have to send it to Ron because it doesn't work sending it to Antoinette.
I'll work with it. Not a problem.
So at this point, they're just going to not do anything?
Well, pick on
you, Antoinette. Just actually film up his work.
You know, Cog, one day, you're going to surprise all of us. And
so you pretty much just ruined the show.
Yeah, they had a good thing going for them.
It's the most entertaining thing that's been on the show all day.
Just playing around.
Barry Manilow.
I've never known
Barry
Manilow. I've never known him to be two.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
That's what it's come to, Ron. That's what it's come to.
I
am educated.
Okay, you know what? A perfect song. For all the trolls that are on.
Ron Rex got a fan.
Wait a minute, but I got one for y'all.
Somebody call her on cell phone.
Maestro? Stop you.
To the point where all they can do is play other people's stuff. You know, you've done a good job.
Don't worry.
You're listening to you. Can you put your mask away?
Oh, wow.
Fuck you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, may or may not be mad because I just kind of linked the number to their fucking chat room. I kept plugging GaryBrodsky.com. I told Bonnie he was a soft bottom motherfucker.
Is Gary broadcast on
what's that?
What the fuck you saw me? It's great that we ruined their show to the point where all they could do is play music. Here's their filler for the next 50 minutes. This is the best of your show that you've put on half the
time. You can fuck to this beat.
Hopefully now they're going to answer the phone.
I should probably play that when my children were listening to this and you started playing that kind of garbage.
Next time we call in, I'll play that Debbie Does the Dallas porn music, and then somebody just start talking dirty to the fucking bitch on the phone.
Yeah. Tell her you want her to be a Scully.
Fuck You song I've ever heard, I think.
Dedicated to all your players on BPM.
Yes. We are great.
You.
Alrighty then.
And that was gratefully dedicated to all the BTR trolls.
Wow.
And I had to say goodbye to all my fans who came in earlier. I appreciate you coming to show up and my followers like that. You know, I know that I'm a god to you and you all want to be me, but that's all right.
Now the dog is grin, I guess.
With a lot of users in the chat room with Ron Rickbeckett.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a genius, by the way. Justin.
And agree.
Yeah.
He is. The shit he makes for us to use as tools is amazing.
Alrighty then.
Alright, hold on. I want to do this next one.
Anyway, this is. Correct. Yeah, it works for me.
Is this?
Yeah, the Islamic State officials are keenly aware of the porous U.S.-Mexican border.
So now he's going to read news articles.
Here's how a terrorist attack according to the Texas law enforcement told us about this week.
Well, there you go.
August 26 shows that militants.
Okay, so then now I gotta find another show to wreck.
Yeah, is there any other shows? Yeah, because if it's the right time of day, you can find a bunch of these shows. Is there any more shows on, Dwight?
Try that again, Ron.
Okay, wait a minute. Soft dog?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm kind of amused in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Kind of
Yeah, she's going apeshit in the chat room, I think. He's putting a bunch of fake accounts in there.
Wow. Alrighty then. I tell you guys, this is really one heck of a show we got going on here.
That response is
pretty legit, if you ask me.
That's what we're after. That kind of. Okay, I'm just a cat going meow, meow in the corner because I'm defeated.
I'm gonna roll it over to Ron's show. I don't forgot what it was now with all this.
Ron was bring up what was discussed over on my side.
I don't think you're gonna do calls anymore. Dwight, is there anything else? Or Dashy, if you know of.
ISIS.
I'm greasing up the troll machine for Ron. That's what Dash just typed to us.
I don't think there's anything else on. I mean, I could
talk to this, but... Hey, you know, went under severe alert, terrorist alert in England.
Mm-hmm.
He's just reading Yahoo.com, man. That's all he's doing. He's reading
just talking about the is-is.
Yeah, that's funny.
Messaging during the week in August.
They got like 40 more minutes of shit to fucking fill.
Well, our show was all right, and we ruined somebody else's show, so that's a pretty good night.
Well, I love these BTR people yelling at me, going, "Why don't you get your own fucking show?" I'm like, "Dude, my show is ruining your show."
Yeah, dude. Dwight's actually joked about starting his own BTR show, which is just. The whole purpose, instead of like political or Black America or Alpha Male, it's going to be his show is going to be based. The theme is ruin other BTR call in shows.
I went to go set up an account the other day.
They charge like one,
the, well, yeah, I said the first free free premium month, and you go to try it, and it's like, give me your credit card, motherfucker, and I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
It's put a link in here. Look, what's going back?
I found a half-off voucher.
And protest ISIS.
Oh, send them. Fucking send them.
That could
really
be
safe.
Really interesting.
Yeah, I will get them the money. I will get them the funds to go, I swear.
Yeah, one-way ticket, please.
No.
Interesting. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you for that.
But, what is it? Something with somebody typed in the chat room?
I gotta watch this. I read this shit.
Dashy, are you having a good time or something?
I'm on the chat room right now.
George is usually our chat room raider.
Well, Dashy said something about he was setting up a bunch of accounts that said, like, Ron Rev faggot or something. So, yeah, I'm guessing Dashy was setting up a bunch of fake guys to go in there.
Yeah, there's nothing else on there. It's like 8 or 9 minutes till the next show. So.
Wow, that's... Oh, my. That's freaking interesting.
8 or 9 minutes? Is it going to be a call-in show?
If Westboro,
I don't know. That remains to be seen.
I gotcha.
Most of them, like Gary goes on like a 20-25 minute rant before he ever tries the fucking phone lines.
Yeah, that's what I imagine a lot of them do. Because, it's funny that these people sit and they. Here, let's go ahead and hang up because they're not gonna.
The talk real solution people.
Yeah,
that's a minimum 45 minute hold time.
Because we're rid of you assholes.
Can I hang up on these guys? Is that all I got to do?
I'll give a round trip ticket, but I want it refundable.
No.
All right. So,
but yeah, on the like real militant black shows, it's 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
it's
they
like the minimum time.
The militant black
show. To get on. Oh, they're racist as shit.
Oh, I know.
Shit,
what are you talking about?
We had that one the other night where the two black girls were fucking going at each other's throats. That was even fucking better.
Yeah. Here's the thing about these people who pay to be Blog Talk Radio hosts, too. They actually do it like someday it's going to lead to something. You know what I mean? But no, you're not very interesting. You're just a person with an opinion. Like, I'm not even saying... like, our show is ever going to lead to anything. But at least there's, like, this form of entertainment that goes with it. All they do is literally go on there and bitch and share their opinion. We try to think of creative, weird ways to fuck
with you. Did you hear what the minimum amount is to broadcast on that fucking network? $400 a year.
Yeah. So basically...
That's the bottom of the line package. There's two more tiers above that.
They're selling people the pipe dream of be your own radio host. In reality... In reality, you know what I mean? It's not ever going to lead to anything.
Dude, I've found that the two shows, the one I do Mop Riding with Dwight on Tuesday and then Blog Talk on Wednesday just to fuck with Gary.
Yeah.
Wednesday nights outperforms the regular show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Whenever you call Blog Talk and you get the crowd involved.
Yes. Anything that gets the crowd involved.
There's more listeners.
Yep.
And then when it's on the PCN site, it gets downloaded more.
Yep. And here's the thing. It's like, even with my show, when I think of ways to interact, you've seen the ways that I've thought of, okay, this is the game and this is how we're going to get people. And people love it. They love to feel like they're part of it and not just listening to it. And you actually, with this type of approach, you truly give it that avenue. I mean, it's a phone mobbing, too, and those kind of fell off for a while, and you reinvented it.
It's fun because, like, I'll go on, you know, about 5 hours ahead of time, and I'll have to sit there and fucking scroll page after page to get to the time of the start time of their shows.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that'll be good. And I'll get the link, and I'll get the phone number.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So, like, if I, you know, they don't take calls or they don't show up, I'm like, don't worry, I got more.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. We've been on for, 3 hours, Naval, close to that. Had a shitty start, but we had a few good calls. I don't know how many of them I'll actually pull up.
Shitty start, but an epic ending.
Yeah, dude, that phone lobbying was fun. I want to be involved in more of those. The problem is Sunday, or what did you do, Wednesday? Wednesday at what time?
His show goes on at 11:30. I could do it earlier and like pick up some other ones.
There's the problem for me right there.
It's just Wednesday. I specifically started doing BTR on Wednesdays just to fuck with Gary.
Well, how about like tomorrow night? Is there Saturday night shows on?
Probably not if Brent doesn't go on.
No. Saturday night.
There's always shows on.
Right. We should try to do another
one tomorrow. We did one last
Saturday. One of yours.
Oh, you know what one's on Saturday? It's a Blog Talk one, but it's an actual AM radio station out in Vegas.
Right.
we called them, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and someone was pretending to be George, I think it was XYZ, was talking about the Ferguson shit.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there being all serious. He's like, I heard George, you know, he's just down there. He's just fucking rubbing his cock everywhere, just fucking jerking it. And you hear the guy, the fucking radio guy, did you dump that? Did you dump it? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, because it's a yes. They actually have to report to somebody.
Yeah, and then so, like, I'm waiting on hold. You know, he has a screener, so you got to beat the fucking radio station screen. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, dude, so, when we fucked with that TV show, the TV channels, they had really good screeners, man.
Yeah.
And it, you had to be really good. And after a while, they threatened to. Dude, I one time had one of my buddies who pranked actually get a call from the station owner who said, I'm going to call the phone company. Get your phone shut off.
Like, I called, like, right after George, and I'm like, they see this guy, he had his hands up, and the cops just start shooting. I was like, you know, if something doesn't pass the smell test, and the guy's like, you know, that's a good point. And I'm like, and also I heard George was just over there rubbing his fucking cock in everybody's face, and the guy's, the fucking radio host starts yelling, dump, 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 fucking, I mean, probably like 15 times in a row, because I don't think the producer is by his board when I fucking started going off. So, dump, 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 dump.
That's funny. Yeah, and that's like the TV station tried to act like there was some kind of liability we had for swearing on their television channel. And it, for real, like, if you watch the Psychic Dave stuff, he actually tries to make comments that there's some legal ramifications to that. And it's like, no, the beginning of your show said this is for entertainment use only, and you're inviting people to call in. If I call in and I'm an asshole and swear word go out on the air, that's because you're not doing your job.
that's what I ran by Carlito because, you know, I want more people to call Gary. I'm like, can I give his BTR number out? I'm like, you know, me and Dashie were talking about, I'm like, it is a public number. Yeah. He's inviting people to call in. I go, it's not a private one.
Yeah, I'd say it's okay.
And, you know, he was like, oh, dude, fucking go for it. He goes, it's a public number. He goes, anybody can find it.
Yeah, and he's not saying, at no point did he say, you know, can he even try to turn it into a harassment type of thing? Like, quit calling me. Because he's openly asking people to call him.
Yeah, don't put me on the air. Don't fucking turn my mic on and I won't talk to you.
Yeah, Canada has different rules, like, with that, because we're trying to, there's actually rules in Canada that, actually, I don't know if it's different parts of Canada, but there's actually rules up there where if you do things that mess with somebody's attempts to make a living, then you can get in trouble. There's a law against that. But in the United States, there's not. You have the right to protest and interact and things like that. So as long as it isn't harassment or anything along that line, then you're okay. Or any kind of threats, obviously, and shit like that. So in this country, Gary's an open target. Not to mention, he is a spokesperson for a product. Therefore, he now is a celebrity. Very low, low-level celebrity, but he is a celebrity. So now he is actually falls under a different category than a private person, too. So,
what happened? What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, something happened. Oh, fuck, the phone's ringing.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
I don't know.
You did it, Dwight. I can see you did it.
No, it wasn't me.
Who are you calling?
Nobody.
Who's me? I hacked it.
You guys have to copy?
Yeah, you don't. Gotta make an order, please.
For pickup, then, Harvey?
I pick up.
What's the lucky?
Just a large pepperoni.
Good.
That's all.
Is it for you?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, see you about 10 minutes.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I? Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. Do you got the? You got any desserts?
We have one cheesecake or tiramisu.
Yeah. Do you have the gandu sauce, you mother-chilled motherfucker? Your food is shit, you piece of monkey.
You're a son of an owl, by chode.
They're so pissed about us calling them.
All right. Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Hey, let's do it. What did we learn today? Okay? I know Dashie doesn't talk, but if he wants to type what he learned, I'll be happy to read it. Dwight, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? Ron's a motherfucker and still picks up the phone no matter what.
Yeah. Esqua, what did you learn today?
I learned that some people do not enjoy being flashed with the penis between the hotel door and the... yeah.
All right. Colorific. No, I'm just kidding. Colorific. Yeah. Ron needs to become... Dashy learned that Ron needs to become an alpha male like Gary Brodsky. Good one. Mike DeDonny, what'd you learn today?
I honestly have nothing.
He learned nothing. He paid attention for like 3 minutes. Yeah. And Justin, what did you learn today?
I learned how to smoke a ball and make prank phone calls.
Yeah. Wow, very nice. Oh shit, what did I learn today? Hell, I learned
it doesn't hurt when you laugh if you got your nuts cut like last week.
Yeah. I learned with enough painkillers and some prank phone calls you'll forget that you have mutilated genitalia.
Wait, I got mine dried.
Okay, what'd you learn?
Don't update Mixler.
Bob Vance in the chat room learned that the good news about medical peyote. Yeah. Stalin without the charm, that's an awesome name, learned that people will believe anything on Craigslist. Fucking morons.
Yes. If it sounds good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, Stalin, I learned that.
No, if it's on the internet, it's true. That's a rule. Everything's true on the internet. Everybody knows that.
That's right. Let's see. Anybody else get anything? I learned fuck song. Yeah! Hey! Fuck you.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool song.
Let's see. Say mine. Where's John? Stop it. John learned that he learned I am gay. I'm not sure what part of the show you learned that, but hey, more power to you. Let's see. I learned that Ron's co-host can't do shit. Yeah, no, I hear you. Mm-hmm. She was having a breakdown, man. One XYZ. Let's see. There we go. I think that's everything. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Maybe tomorrow we'll do like a show with Block Talk Radio stuff. Mr. Clay learned that he wants to watch some Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
What time we might be doing a show tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess keep your eyes tuned because Dwight kind of runs that type of show. I wanted to experiment with it on my show just because I don't ever get the chance to do the blog talk. I just get to listen to it at work. And so that sucks because I want to participate. So
that's fine. I'll leave my Skype with Wednesday.
Stalin, thank you for the comment. I appreciate it very much. And thank all you guys for being on. And next week, I'll see if I can come up with some new ideas. I don't know if I'm all the way done with the personal goals. I might try to change them. Thanks, Dwight, you goddamn bastard. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. And we're all just going to hang up, and RBCP is going to have to render out the show. He's the one who recorded it. So, thanks, everybody. Good night and good luck. Is that what they say on the news? Yeah, fuck you. Good night.
Oh no. Oh no. I missed the last part of the show. Good night, everyone. I'm going to play Boots and Boys before I hang up.
I think it's time that I mention I've got myself an obsession for the smell, for the touch. I know I've got myself a habit, but I gotta have it now. Don't care where, work it out, let me break it down. I try on, I take it off. So what you got? Something about boots and boys.